Somebody tell me that.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Don Nicolian Show.
BlogTalkRadio.com. Georgia, where she's from, please believe it. The Dirty South. I am your host, Don Nicolione. How you doing today, Keita?
I'm great. How about you?
I'm doing good, man. Shit. I feel like a dollar today. I got a dollar. Hey. Some of that shit.
Lil Rascal.
Nah, nigga. Well, yeah, they took it from Lil Rascal.
Exactly.
Niggas always stealing shit. Are niggas the biggest thieves on the planet today on the Don Nicolione Show? Niggas are some thieving ass motherfuckers.
They don't steal, they just borrow.
Shit, niggas know they thieves now. Niggas have gotten Steve, boy, niggas will steal the shirt off your back.
What you feel in the motherfucker?
I like niggas. You don't like niggas?
Niggas is the shit.
Hey, everybody like niggas. Even racist white supremacist motherfuckers. They love niggas.
Love to.
They love them. They mad. They just love them with a passion. They love them because mad because they not one. That's all.
Think so?
Hell yeah, man. I mean, I know a few white supremacists, man. They be always.
How you gonna know a few of them motherfuckers?
I do, man. They be going to the meetings and shit. Shit, nigga. They just mad about themselves, but they love niggas. They love niggas so much, they have to have meetings on them.
You really think like white people really want to be hate that they not black?
Oh, every last one of them. Yes, they really mad because they not black. They been mad for like over 6,500 years now. They been mad that they ain't a nigga. You know, they really envy us.
Really?
To the point where it became jealousy. They mad at a lot of shit. They can't go outside at a certain time of the day. You know, they hair just not as thick and lovely and beautiful as ours. The color of our skin is like to die for. They create tanning salons to get that look.
Mm-hmm.
And let alone the black woman. I mean, shit. Oh, well, the black man. The black man got the biggest dicks on the planet.
Some of them.
Even the small ones is bigger than the motherfuckers. Shit, they have to go get penis enlargements and shit. They, white men for ages and white women for ages, have been competing with the gods of the planet Earth. You know, they want to be us so bad. Mm-hmm. And anybody that's white to say that's not true, you're deceiving yourself. You know that's true.
Mm-hmm.
They love us. They love us so much they want us off the planet. That's how much they love us. Because they ain't us.
I was just wondering about that. Walking across the street.
The Hindus, them fucking blimpy motherfuckers. Now, if you want to see some hate in them blimpies motherfuckers. They hate black people. And them Indians, them Hindu motherfuckers from India. Now they hate us like a motherfucker. They hate us.
What's their issue?
Well, according to, you know, the scriptures, you know, they came down. Those were the 200 fallen angels. They're the ones that did war against us and Michael. Fucking Hindus. Yes. Goddamn Hindus, they hate 9 ether beings, man. The Hindus are 6 ether beings. They're your original 6 ether beings.
Really?
Before 6 ether died, it became ghost transparent to the Caucasians. Everybody love us so much that they want us to leave. They hate us. They love us now that they hate us.
And I was about to say that. Like, with all the races, right, like, seems like the black race is, like, really hated, the most. Like you said, like, the Hindu people. And you have, like, you know, although I think I've heard you say, like, they are the cousins to us, like, the Italians and all those people. But, like, they call, you know, they'll call a black person, like, look at that nigga, too. Like, you know what I mean? Like, this is, like, the one that is hated the most.
Yeah, why are we hated out of all the type of human races that so-called exist on the planet? It's our features. It's something that God gave us. And that same God that they believe in so much is the same God that gave us favor. Ain't that a bitch? That same God was black, too. They hate that shit. They thought they can hide the fact that Jesus was black for a long time from us and just keep giving us the picture of Michelangelo depiction, what that shit is, depiction of some blonde hair hippie and want us to mob over the image of that beast, you know, over them. But no, they love us. They're jealous of us. That's the truth. Even if they say I like black people, I have no problem with black people. We know you don't, but you're jealous of us. You're jealous. It don't matter what state the black or the melanite race is in, whether it be the mentality, the finance, the progression, the regression. It don't even fucking matter. They still are jealous. They are jealous of a nigga with saggy pants.
Really?
They jealous of niggas with gold teeth in their mouth. They're jealous of niggas with locks on their heads. They're just fucking jealous. They're jealous. And when niggas started coming up again, they got even more jealous. Because it's no longer look at them nasty niggas. It's look at them wealthy nasty niggas now.
Them wealthy nasty niggas.
They hate us, boy. They jealous. The white man been jealous. The white race, the pale race, and all the other races been jealous of us for years, man. Certain things they can't do, no matter, even though they're human. Their blood is totally different from ours. Ain't that a bitch?
Yeah.
That's why they came up with the movie Vampire. And that's why Wesley Snipes, who's one of us, came out with the movie Blade, the only black one. That they call the Daywalker. That's us. We're Daywalkers. The sun will burn their ass up, and that's the truth. Speaking of the sun burning up a couple of motherfuckers, my daughter happens to be one out of two Negroes in the Girl Scouts, in a Girl Scout group, okay? And, you know, my daughter is fairly high yellow, okay? And this last week, she goes to Charleston, South Carolina, and take a journey, and been there for maybe about 5 days. And she comes back with a bunch of mosquito bites. They camped out in tents and slept in battleships and shit. They actually slept on the York something ship, the Yorktown ship or some shit. A ship that was fought in World War II with Japan. At the end of the day, she come back with a bunch of mosquito bites, even on her face. I said, Sanana, anybody else get mosquito bites? Keep in mind now, she's only one out of two niggas in the troop. Rest of them are carcass Asians. She said, nope. But everybody got the sun beat out their ass, got sunburnt, sun fried their ass. Oh, I said, okay, because again, the sun will fry. That's what I'm saying, man. They hate us so much, man, they can't even go outside without protection. That's some fucked up shit. And we are supposedly the lowest of lows. We are the filth of the planet Earth. We are the fucking scums. We are the scabs. That's what they say. We are the scabs of the planet Earth, yet the sun loves us.
I say that's funny because it looked like we don't get attacked by anything that's on this motherfucker. like they gotta inject motherfuckers with shit, you know, like black people to catch shit.
Yeah, we won't catch shit unless they inject us with it. That's true. I was watching Eddie Murphy Raw 2 today, right? And he said something very interesting. And that show, Eddie Murphy Raw, was done in 1987, right?
Yes.
And you remember the word for catching shit in the 1987 was VD. Venereal disease. That was the shit back then, wasn't it? Fuck around and catch VD. Now it's a three-letter word. STD.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't that a bitch?
Mm-hmm.
And he said that shit like, damn, that was like fucking yesterday. Damn, they just making up new shit for us to catch. Because they knew white man had this one thing against the black man more than even the melanin that he possessed. And that was penis envy. He was very envious of the black man because of the penis. Penis envy. That's why if you see it now in later times, a lot of black men who are popular in the air, in the eye of those people, very popular and famous, the first thing they get them on is penis envy, sex charges, rape, molestation.
Mm.
You got me?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the first thing they want to destroy the black man with, and that's with his own penis, because they have penis envy against them. Why not? Why not? They've been destroying black. I mean, look at it, man. Mike Tyson.
I mean, black men can't help that nigga packing, though.
Yeah, that's he true. Can't they can't. But you can tell that they concentrated effort is destroy the black man with penis envy. As soon as something happens to one of our own who happen to be famous, you know, like Mike Tyson, Clarence Thomas, the Supreme Court judge. You know, we as women got highly upset with the black man when it dealt with penis envy. When, you know, with Mike Tyson, with Desiree Washington, we started getting mad at Mike for that shit. They set Mike up for that. Clarence Thomas, the Supreme Court judge, penis envy. They set him up. Who else? Shit, that list go on. Michael Jackson, they started with Michael, penis envy. R. Kelly, penis envy. Who else? Shit. I mean, they hate you niggas' penis. So if you fucking Kobe Bryant, penis envy. You know? I mean, we can just keep going with that shit. I mean, you can't get niggas on nothing else but fucking. You see?
Exactly.
You can't get niggas on nothing else, so you create plots and ploys to destroy black men based off of penis envy. That's why black men have to be more careful now, because they also use the black woman against them.
Yeah, like with Mike Vick, I'm like, come the fuck on, dogs, man. Like, you know, just like stupid shit, like...
Like, well, if they could, they really could have got that nigga on penis envy. If they could have found the way. If they really could have found the way to get that nigga, it would have been on some penis envy shit. It would have been on some sex, some rape. It would have been on some sick shit, some 17-year-old or some shit.
Yeah, they got poor little Chris Brown.
Chris Brown, penis envy. Chris Brown was fucking the shit out of Rihanna. Penis envy, set that nigga up. He's too famous, too popular. Michael even got mad at him. Michael is white now, so now Michael Jackson has penis envy.
Oh, no.
So, you know, I mean, shit, that's just the way that shit go, man. They, you know, I think that, you know, if we have sons, we have to educate our sons on that shit.
I was about to say, so, like, when do we smarten up about, you know what I'm saying, or, like, how to go about smarten yourself up, and especially if you, like you said, like, because you have a son and I have boys, you know, like, I'm just still trying to figure out the things that especially my male children need to be taught. Because, like, I never thought about penis envy on a whole level. I mean, I've heard it, but I used to be like, man, that's some bullshit. How a motherfucker going to be mad because you pack it? Like, you know what I mean?
Penis envy, because shit, you know, if pussy rules the world, then penis is envy. Shit, I don't know. Penis envy on the black man. It's always been like that. What white man has went down off of penis envy? And don't say Bill Clinton. What white man? You can't name no stars, no celebrities that are Caucasian that went down off of penis envy. None of them that was famous. That is so-called a celebrity. No basketball player, no rock star. No actor, none. All black men, from politics all the way down to rapping. Ain't that a bitch? Sports, penis envy. Politics, penis envy.
And
you won't. You can't think of a cracker that goddamn that they put some penis envy on. They ain't got no envy over each other, no penis envy. Their envy is against the black man. Make you say, do your son stand a chance now? Do your child stand a chance? Because if they want to take you down, they will take you down. And the first thing that they love to take black men down is with sex. Penis envy. Penis envy.
That's the truth.
Shit, O.J. Simpson, penis envy. Nigga was fucking the shit out of Nicole. Penis envy. Penis envy like a motherfucker.
Yeah, that was some dirty shit.
Penis envy.
Wow.
Serious penis envy. That's how they do it. Today's topic for those who are just now tuning in, I ain't said the shit yet, is penis envy. What a ghetto mentality. What the hell is a ghetto mentality? What are the signs of being ghetto? Keita says, you know you are ghetto when you got a college degree and live in the project. How to determine if you have a ghetto mentality, or what are the signs of other motherfuckers who may have one? They say you can take a person out of the ghetto, but you can't take the ghetto out the person. Today on the Ghetto Show. On the Don and Coleon Ghetto Show. Ghetto life. Segment the ruler. What's going on with you? Segment to get on my damn nerves with you. Tell you. That's some bullshit. Wait a minute. I'll come back to you. Her hand all up and shit. Peter, what you got, man? Ghetto mentality. Let's talk about this shit. We see the hand right. What the fuck is ghetto? This
business is giving me up here. But say, first, I think we need to define ghetto. It may not be what I think it is. Ghetto, the word itself.
It don't matter, but what is it? I mean, you know, you kept rolling with the shit for a minute.
Oh, ghetto. Ghetto mentality. Now, I'm just saying, like, yeah, it is ghetto mentality, though. I mean, that's what I know it to be. Like, I have a few people, right, that I know, and I just don't get certain things about them. And some of those things are, like, I'm trying to figure out my cousin. She's a female. I'm trying to figure out.
She's a female. Okay.
Yeah, she's a female. That makes sense. But I'm trying to figure out how you own a real mink coat, but you live in the projects. Like, shit like that, like, confuses me. Because it's like, you know how much mink coats cost? Like, and I'm just figuring out.
Probably would have thought off about a thousand dollars.
It's still all.
Thought off $1,000.
It still all depends on what you get, what kind you get. It don't matter. But if you, I'm just saying, like, some shit is backwards to me. You know, how you fucking, not saying that a Navigator is, like, the most expensive car in the world, but I'm just saying, like, how do you drive, like, a Navigator, or how do you drive a, you know, Mercedes, but you live in the projects? Like, I just don't get certain stuff like that. I think that's ghetto mentality. Like, you can upgrade on the materialistic things. But you can't even upgrade. If you're going to do it on the materialistic level, then you mean tell me you can't upgrade your crib? Like, you don't want to move out the project just around it?
To me, ghetto is that plastic shit y'all keep on y'all fucking couch. Your grandmama is ghetto if she got that shit on her motherfucking couch. That's all I got to say. Your grandmama ghetto is a motherfucker. Ghetto is, nigga, when I was born, I saw your grandmama in the ghetto, and here I am 30 years later, your grandmama's still in the same ghetto. That's ghetto shit. Ghetto is living in the same motherfucking house for over 30 motherfucking years, and you ain't even buying that motherfucker. That's some ghetto shit. Ghetto, that's ghetto like a ball fucking.
You still written the same house.
Still goddamn written the same goddamn shit.
I'm just saying a lot of shit is.
Tosh BGOSH says, Tosh Bagosh. Said, laugh out loud, my mom drives a Navigator, Keita. I don't like the word ghetto. Cussing like that is ghetto.
Cussing ain't ghetto. It's just cursing.
Well, fuck it. Tosh, but God said it is. I don't give a fuck. A ghetto motherfucker don't give a fuck. Ghetto is when your mama know you are doing a show on Blog Talk at 9 o'clock calling your motherfucking ass. Yeah, mama.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I'm doing a show right now. I love you. Ghetto is when your mama asks you for your ex-husband's last four digits of his phone number. That's some ghetto shit.
Hell no, like you gonna know, right? Hell no.
That's some old ghetto shit, goddammit. So your mama still, your grandmama, your mama still got that plastic shit on her fucking couch. That's some ghetto shit. Y'all got your mama, your grandmama still got them green plastic chairs that connect outside her porch. You know them motherfuckers with the holes in them on the seat? They be green. That's some ghetto shit.
Nigga, I ain't see that in mad long.
That's some ghetto shit, goddammit. Your mama or your grandmama still got that broom and that goddamn thing, that broom on the wall and that wooden fucking spoon on her wall. That's some ghetto goddamn shit.
That is. No, and you know what's some ghetto nasty shit? The ghetto nasty shit is when you got that fucking, what's that? That fly shit hanging from the fucking ceiling.
You got that fly trap hanging from the ceiling.
To catch fucking
Maceo 45 says, ghetto is generation after generation of food stamps and public housing. That's some goddamn ghetto shit like a motherfucker. That's some ghetto. Whole family on goddamn public assistance. Whole family on food stamps and public housing. They live next door to each other. They own the complex. the whole project. Now, ghetto is when you go see your friend that lives in the project, and they say, my cousin stay in B, my grandmama stay in C, my uncle stay in the back where the pool at, and my granddaddy stay on the other side where the corner store at. He's staying F. That's some ghetto shit. Them motherfuckers believe they got acres. They believe they Dallas and shit. Ghetto is when you take your weed to the project to get it done. That's some ghetto shit. Ghetto is when you got 50,000 bees in your baby hair. That's some ghetto shit.
Hey.
That is some ghetto shit.
That's not ghetto. It's called style. That's not ghetto.
Ghetto is when you walk through the mall and you see them babies with 50,000 hair bows on their motherfucking head and they hair so small you can roll them up with rice.
That shit is ghetto.
That's some ghetto shit like a motherfucker. Okay? These are the mentality of ghetto motherfuckers. Ghetto is if you got in your kitchen some oodles and fucking noodles, some ramen noodles. That's some ghetto fucking shit. Them fucking ramen noodles you get $54. That's some ghetto shit. Ghetto shit if you got them packs of fucking Kool-Aid in your goddamn drawer in your kitchen. That's some ghetto fucking shit. Ghetto is when you got a 25-pound bag of sugar. That's some ghetto shit. God damn it. That's some ghetto shit like a motherfucker. Ghetto is the only thing you got. And yo, motherfucker, you made me forget what the fuck I was gonna say. Ghetto is a ghetto mentality is when you send your motherfucking running nasty old child to school with the rest of them goddamn clean healthy babies. That's some ghetto shit. You send your baby to school with the flu.
If you carry around a thing of Vaseline in your that's fucking ghetto. That's ghetto.
Ghetto is when you buy that fucking bologna that you got to take the string off that. That's some ghetto shit. That's some ghetto shit like a motherfucker.
Hell no.
Another thing of ghetto, which we told me should have said first, ghetto when you got 50 billion fucking roaches staying with you too. That's some goddamn ghetto shit. And your house smell like roach. That's some ghetto shit. Ghetto is when you don't even have a screen door and you leave your front door open. That's some ghetto shit. You ain't got no screens on your fucking door. You ain't got no screens on your window. And all your shit is up and your doors is open. That's some ghetto shit.
Hell no.
Oh, I tell you some more ghetto shit. What the fuck is that shit? We've been riding downtown Atlanta for one goddamn week straight. Last week, 5 fucking days straight. What the fuck is this shit? No fucking back window. In your motherfucking car. It was like 50 cars down in Atlanta with no back window. No back window like a million star rock in that motherfucker. You can spit in the back of that shit. What the fuck is that shit? That's some ghetto shit like a motherfucker.
Hell no. That's like that.
So now the whole thing, if you're going to call out a few ghetto shit on a person, you need to know if your ass is ghetto, and Don will break it down. Maceo 45 says, ghetto is when everybody is waiting for the first and the third. Ghetto is 4 families living in a 1 family home. I agree. That's ghetto like a motherfucker. Ghetto, another ghetto mentality is when all your children you have is by goddamn one nigga. That's some ghetto shit.
Yeah, because it's supposed to be the opposite way. Yeah.
Now, if all your children are stepchildren, you done had them back to back, how old's your baby? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, and 7. God damn it. That's some ghetto shit. Ghetto is when you got a fucking 5-year-old baby with a pacifier in his goddamn mouth at the mall. That's some ghetto shit.
Yeah, yeah.
This is ghetto mentality day, goddamn it. We got to figure out who the fuck ghetto and who ain't. Man, I seen this shit and I thought this shit was over. Fucking rollers in your motherfucking hair and you outside in public. That's some ghetto shit. What the fuck is that shit?
Or wear the scarf.
That's some ghetto shit. We're going to look up the word ghetto. Let's find out if Segmet ready. Segmet.
Hey.
Hey, Seggy. How you doing?
Good. How y'all doing?
We doing good, man. You got the definitionary?
Yeah. Okay, here I come with it.
Tosh says white people have 5-year-olds in a stroller, damn sure do, with a sippy cup at that in their hand. White folk ghetto too as a motherfucker. Let's talk about ghetto white people real quick. When you are at the grocery store, your whole family ain't got no fucking shoes on. What the fuck is that shit? No fucking shoes on. Walking in spit, walking in bird shit. You nasty motherfuckers. Go ahead, Saggy. What's the definition for ghetto so we can start learning from this shit?
Okay. It's a noun.
Wait a minute. Let me make it real quick so I won't leave it, lose it. So it won't get bumped off the chat room. I like this one. Goddamn QOTEL said that shit. Ghetto is when you name your babies Escalade, Explorer, Lexus, Mercedes, and Audi. Macy O45 say ghetto is $3,000 worth of rims on a $200 car. That's some ghetto shit. Okay, we're going to take a break from the chat room. Go ahead, Segmet. Give me the definition of ghetto by Webster.
Okay, now, a quarter of a city in which Jews are required to live. Also, a quarter of a city in which members of a minority group live because of social, legal, or economic pressure.
Okay, a quarter of a city where Jews live?
Are required to live. Also, a quarter of a city in which members of a minority group live because of social, legal, or economic.
Okay, we getting somewhere. That's all it say?
Yeah, that's the only, that's it.
Okay, then, well, the Jews lived in the ghetto first, then. How did we as Nubians, because we are never the minority, they just keep fucking lying to us about that minority shit, but we are the majority, but how the hell that shit gets turned around that ghetto is now a bad word when Jews are required to live in a city called ghetto? Is that what type of origin did that word originate from? Where did that word come from, Segmet? Segmet.
It doesn't say in this dictionary where it came from. It doesn't say the origin. But wait a minute. In brackets it has IT. So I'm not sure if that's telling you the origin or what. But I do remember in reading Nazi Germany and this, that, and the other, you know, how Hitler had Jews living in a certain area.
Mm-hmm.
And I do recall just like here in Cleveland, Ohio, how all the areas used to be, you know, like it was Jews that lived in the areas, and blacks lived amongst the Jews. Then the Jews ended up moving out, and the blacks ended up renting from the Jews, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I can finish, I can continue to look in the dictionary and see if that IT means something.
So, yeah, let's find out exactly where did the word ghetto originate, what origin of language is that word. Now, Hitler put the Jews in the ghetto prior to putting them into, before they was forced into what is called the concentration camps. In latter-day term, concentration camps is nothing but the word projects now. But they concentrating on y'all niggas in projects, in the projects. It's a concentrated effort. Maceo says in the chat room, thank you, Maceo, thank you, SecMat. The Germans had put the Jews in the ghetto during the Holocaust. Okay, and Tash Bagash says it was before they were forced into concentration camps. So the question is, because now they done threw the word ghetto on us. So the same, but the Hitler knew, must have knew what the fuck he was doing back then, I tell you that much. Q Hotel says the origin, 1605 through 1615. IT, origin, the name of an island, which is the word ghetto for those who are tuning in. The name of an island near Venice where Jews were forced to reside in the 16th century. Venetian, foundry for artillery, given the island its name, noun, derived from guitar, to throw. Guitar means to throw. Jeter, see, jet one. Damn, that was pretty good. Thank you. So, and Tanava says, so basically they're telling you that Brooklyn is not the ghetto. It's the vacation spot for, it's the vacation spot compared to the Jews. Man, they done threw so many words on us and we just take that shit without even knowing what the fuck it is. Then we fuck around and get offended by the word. For some goddamn reason. Tosh Bagot says, all of us black people living in poverty. Tosh Bagot also says that we have it good compared to the Jews. Black people are the most hated in the whole damn world. And I totally agree. Keita and I had this conversation a little bit earlier during the show. That certainly, you know, I mean, we hate it for a lot of shit. Our skin color, our tone, we're blessed. This is the same God that they serve, yet God gave us melanin. How come God gave all the melanin, the big-nosed, nappy-headed motherfuckers melanin? That's what I want to know. And they call us the minority? I don't think the minority would be blessed to go outside the whole planet Earth without getting skin cancer. If we were the minority, if God made blacks the minority, I don't think we would need melanin. But God gave us something that he knew that we would need versus the Caucasians and any other races around the planet. And that's melanin. So how could the melanized race, which I say, be a minority when, nigga, the sun is all over this motherfucker? We are the people of the sun. Give them back that word minority. The minority are those that can't stand underneath the sun without getting burnt, without getting skin cancer. Because the sun is everywhere, goddammit. That's what I say. Okay, so now Hope says that dictionary ain't recognizing black suffering. Ghetto is originated from blacks. Did they see the Africans with babies sucking titties in public with no bra? What the hell are you talking about tonight? Well, I must say today's topic for those who are just tuning in, what's a ghetto mentality? What are the signs of being ghetto? Now, we just looked in Webster's definitionary or definition of the word ghetto. And it says it's a quarter of living or a quarter of a city where Jews are required to stay. What are the signs of being ghetto? You know you ghetto when you go to college When you got a college degree and you live in a project, that's what Keita say. How to determine if you have a ghetto mentality? They say you can take a person out the ghetto, but you can't take the ghetto out of the person. Now, with what we just read from Webster's book of definitions, and that just so happened to be the word ghetto, and we find out that the Jews lived in the goddamn ghetto, so how come they say that we have a ghetto mentality? Segment the ruler, you are with me. Talk to me.
You know what? I was just, when you were talking about the word minority, I looked up that. So I was going to speak on that, if that's okay.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, so, you know, like the root word of minority, of course, is minor. Inferiority, rank, or importance. Inferior in number, quantity, or extent. Not having attained majority, having the third, sixth, and sometimes the seventh degrees lowered, semitone. Not involving responding major interval. Not involving risk to life, not serious, of or relating to an academic minor.
Segment is talking. Maceo 45 asks, who's talking? That segment, the ruler, you should know my voice by now. I'm a little bit different. My voice is loud and deep and ghetto. So, segment, go back to that first definition, the first definition of minority, please. Give it to me again.
Well, this is, I did the root word minor. Inferior in dignity, rank, or importance.
So when y'all are fucking saying that y'all are the minority, not you per se, segment, just y'all, y'all are actually saying that y'all are inferior. How are you guys are inferior when God of their Bible made you guys superior? Y'all motherfuckers strong. Y'all could withstand underneath the sun. I will stand on that by itself. Fuck the ignorance, damn the dumb shit we Negroes do. But goddamn it, the same God that they made us serve is the same God that I say that gave us melanin. There is no fucking way that we are minority when the sun is everywhere. Toshmash Magosh says, white people feel like they entitled to everything. They will take our freedom, our self-love, everything. Q Hotel says, ghetto is derived of the Italian gutter, meaning to throw or pour, because the area was previously the site of the city's artillery foundry. This is more clearer, she says, Q Hotel. Now, Tosh Bosh Magosh says, something I'm going to live with my mom when I graduate from college. Is that some ghetto shit? Ghetto is when you doing a show and Keita go and take a shit during the goddamn show. That's some ghetto shit. Segment, you on the air.
You know what else is ghetto?
What?
When people go into a store and they have their pajamas on or their house slippers on. Not only the rollers in their hair, but when they have a, you know what I'm saying, you know good and well those pants are pajama pants. But yet they sporting them in the Walmart or in convenience store or in the mall, you know?
Yeah, and what's the mentality? What's the signs of ghetto? Now, we know where it derived from now, and I like to thank Q Hotel, Tosh Bagosh, and Segment for giving me the understanding of Webster's side and whatever y'all looked up to found that it derived from. It's an Italian word for gattare, means to pour or to throw. That sounds comfortable. The Naira Hope says, segment, that sounds comfortable, that pajama shit. But what are really, like, you know the saying, all of a sudden, how come we take all of that which is considered something else and we make it even worse than what it is? Like, a ghetto is a quarter of a city where Jews are required to live. Who was the first Negro on the planet to say Negroes live in ghettos? Or, I mean, the first time I heard ghetto was maybe Rick James, that song, Ghetto Life, segment. the ghetto life. Dun, 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 dun. You know the song, you know what I'm talking about? That's the first time I actually heard the word ghetto. Have you heard, you know, where did you hear that word from?
I mean, I just remember hearing it. You know, I guess just, you know that song, the ghetto, talking about the ghetto, that one.
Yeah. Now, the first time I heard that was when Too Short used that in this song called The Ghetto. That was the first time I heard that, you know, that remake of it.
Yeah, but I'm not sure if that was the OJs or who made that, you know, the original.
So I'm still trying to figure out, like, who the fuck gave us the impression that we were living in the ghetto when the ghetto started as a quarter of a city where Jews were required to live. I'm trying to figure out how is that possible. See, they did that flip-flop shit on us again, y'all. They did that flip-flop shit on us. That's all I got to say. They did that flip-flop shit. They made some niggas sing ghetto songs. You know, and that shit wasn't even that ghetto shit never applied to us because we wasn't in no goddamn Holocaust. We wasn't required to live in a quarter of a city. And we damn sure wasn't you when Jews. Maybe we were the original Jews, but, you know, I guess when them Semitic Jews, you know, start saying they were Jews, Hitler decided to goddamn fuck their ass up for saying they were Jews. Say, Meg, you on, sweetheart, talk to me.
Dang, man, you took the words right out of my mouth. I was going to say that as far as maybe they thought about the fact that, oh, okay, those are the original Jews. You know what I'm saying? But another part of it, looking at the word minority, it says a part of a population differing from other groups in some characteristics and often subjected to differential treatment.
Damn. And this is why they use that word minority on y'all. Y'all are subjected to different, what?
Subjected to differential treatment, a part of a population differing from other groups in some characteristics and often subjected to differential treatment.
Are y'all still minorities? That's my question. Shit, after hearing that shit, like, nigga, I ain't subjected to a shit, motherfucker. I'm that motherfucker they talk about in the Constitution of the United States. And the Moors should be treated as white. Moor means black, don't it? Don't it, Kita?
Yeah.
You missed my other ghetto thing.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I heard you.
What?
You said ghetto is in the middle of the show.
And somebody go take a shit on you.
You didn't say somebody. You said Kita. Well, if you got to go, you got to go. Ghetto is holding your shit, busting out in sweat because you try to hold it. You gotta go.
No, but segment, I have to agree with you, man, at the end of the day, because, shit, man, that's a minority shit. You'll never throw me in that pot of minority. Fuck that. Segment, you on.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a trip. To add to what you were saying before about who was the one that first came up with this whole, you know, ghetto and everything.
Oh, they had to use a nigga. You know they had to use a nigga. You know they had to use a nigga because Webster was white and said it's a quarter living where the Jews supposed to be required to stay. That nigga started this shit. Niggas is the reason for other niggas' mentality today.
Yeah.
You know it had to been a nigga. I'm telling you, man, I was a little girl listening to Rick James. Rick James had that song called Ghetto Life. That was my first time knowing the word ghetto.
Oh, that's how we go. Living in the ghetto,
hanging out on corners, singing with the fellas.
Yeah.
Met this little cute chick.
Yeah,
yeah, ghetto life. Dun, 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 dun. When I was a young boy, growing up in the ghetto, hanging out on corners, singing with the fellas. That was my first time. They used the nigger man to implant the word ghetto on us. Q Hotep is dropping it. Q Hotep is in the chat room. The infamous Q Hotep says, in the United States during the period between the abolition of slavery and the passing of the civil rights laws in the 1960s, discriminatory notions, sometimes codified in law, forced many urban African Americans to live in Pacific neighborhoods such as Bronzeville in Chicago and Harlem in New York City, which became known as ghettos. Todd Bosch says, yes, MLK talked about ghettos in his I Have a Dream speech, or referred to it. What exactly did Martin Luther King say in his speech in regards to ghettos? See, they use niggas to make us feel like we was worthless piece of shit. That's all I got to say. They had to use our own to make us feel like that. Because we already knew what the crackers felt with us, but we didn't give a fuck.
Right.
Like some Negro had to come along and say, y'all, we are fucked up. We are some nasty, diseased niggas. Like, we ain't shit. We are minorities. Okay, we are minorities. We are slaves. Okay, we are now slaves. Like, who the fuck? It had to be a nigga because goddamn it, crackers really don't talk about that shit. But us, I'm still trying to figure that one out. Segment, go ahead, sweetheart. You on.
Yeah, while you were saying that, I wonder if it was the Boule. You know how, you know, that other group of very upper echelon, light-skinned, you know what I'm saying, the ones the Skull and Bones started, you know, the fraternities and sororities and all that. I wonder if it was one of them, you know what I mean, that they put up to it, the ones that got, you know, Marcus Garvey the fuck out of the country and shit.
Well, you know, it was a bunch of niggas that even killed Marcus Garvey. Marcus Garvey and shit, man. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, damn, if history is still repeating itself, where the fuck is mystery at? Why we can't figure nothing out no more? Why the shit is just right in our face? It's so simple to see what time we living in. Back then, it was kind of hard to figure out what the fuck was going on. Now they just make everything a repeated fucking cycle. You see what I mean? They just make everything like nigga. Stop making up the same shit. You know, I mean, there's nothing new now, is it? Nothing new. But everything they gave us that was so-called for them, we took that shit. Because surely the Jews are really mad because y'all niggas be using ghetto. You know what I mean? Like them rappers and shit using the word ghetto like they fucking, I'm balling, the ghetto got me blamed, nigga. Them Jews probably mad as hell and shit. Like, man, look at these motherfuckers using a quarter of our city. They don't have the right to use the word ghetto. Give them back, ghetto. That's their shit. First shit, we got to get them back. Nigga is our shit, okay? The word nigga is our shit. The word ghetto is their shit. All Jews, blonde hair, blue eyed, Jebusites, are ghetto motherfuckers. Starting right now. Starting right now. Every time you see a blonde hair, blue eyed, Jebusite, because that's what they call in the Bible, Jebusites, you call them ghetto motherfuckers. You say, look at them ghetto Jebusites. We got to give them back some of that shit, man. They be using niggas to really force their spells on us. And we be believing that shit like, yeah, man, we in the ghetto. Then what you say? Somebody said that MLK compared us to the Jews. Nigga, please. You work for UPS. We are nowhere. There's no comparison with them Jews. Jews ain't shit. Now, I'm the first one to say it. They don't own no goddamn bank. They don't own CBC, NBC. Them motherfucking Jews ain't shit. But I'm a Jew, by the way. I am a Jew. I'm a black Jew. And I never lived in the ghetto. That's funny, though, because when we start talking, we talk about white people. Like Tosh Bajka God says in the chat room, she's like, white people hate everything. White people take our life, take our self-love. White people. But when we start talking about the Jews, we're like, the Jews run everything. The Jews got the real estate. The Jews own the money. The Jews own the gold. The Jews own the everything. Nigga, the Jews is nothing but blonde hair, blue eyes, white people. They Jebusites, right, segment? Jews ain't no different than the same thieves that stole every goddamn that enslaved your ass. The Jews is the same motherfuckers that enslaved your ass. You dumb Negroes, you minorities. Segment, go ahead.
Yeah, that's right. Just like Barbie, the Barbie doll, a Jewish, you know, female, blonde hair, blue eyes. You know, they always pay homage to this, you know, this blonde, you know, female. Although, you know, like back in the day when you look at a lot of the actors or whatever that were on television, you know, they changed their name so, you know, it wouldn't have their Jewish name, you know what I mean? And while the Jews were running Hollywood and everything, you know, you had the dark hair that kind of might throw people off. But some of them had the dark hair, you know what I mean? But then you had the blonde, so, I mean, you bringing it out, the fact that that's what they are, the blonde hair, blue eyes.
Yeah, with some hair dye. And they changed their name. They just changed their goddamn. I got a list of all they real fucking names. Y'all want me to read out the names? I got a list of all the celebrity Jews' real motherfucking names.
Mm-hmm.
They still, they Tamils. They Caucasians. They ain't no, them the same motherfuckers that enslaved. Just stop saying that Jews are different.
Mm-hmm.
The Jews run everything. The Crackers run everything. They are, that's their religion. They Jewish. Jewish Caucasian. They go to synagogues. They the one that's enslaving all y'all motherfuckers. Maritime. Goddamn, all the motherfuckers that's controlling shit. Procter and Gamble and shit. Johnson and Johnson. All the motherfuckers is Jews, man. According to Dr. Francis Kress, says Jackie 19, the Jews are Semites, not Shemites with an S-H. The Jews are half black. That is why they call themselves Semites. Semites. Hitch means half. If you look at them during Hitler's time, you can see the racial mixing. Jackie 19 also says they have breeded the black out of themselves. Maceo's asking a question, like the Italians? No. The original Italians was some real motherfucking Negroes. They were some niggas. Italians were niggas. I've watched that fucking Raw, too. That shit was good, man. Y'all go back and reminisce on that Raw, Eddie Murphy Raw. Go watch that shit tonight. I thought the Germans were blonde hair, blue eyes. Yeah, they do. Germans have blonde hair, blue eyes, too. The original Canaanites on the planet or Jebusites or Amorites, which they mention in the Bible. Now, it's in the Bible. Goddamn America, it's in the Bible. The word Amorite is also mentioned in the Bible, and that is the blonde hair, blue eyed race. And you can go to the book of Leviticus, which Levi means law, in the Bible, and it actually explains what they all look like, the characteristics, the descriptions, the depiction of those people that are unclean. And you will find that not in that Leviticus chapter where it will say, and anybody with thick lips and nappy hair and dark skin should be considered unclean. They talk about the yellowing of the hair. Who has yellow hair? You know what ghetto is? Ghetto is when y'all black bitches put blonde hair in your hair. Yellow hair. He said that is unclean, according to Leviticus. That yellow hair, the balding, like white people bald a certain way, even that shit is in Leviticus, the law, and said that he should be shut out for 7 motherfucking days. They talk about leprosy in the Bible. in the book of Leviticus. All that shit is in that motherfucker. That's why you niggas better like that shit they enslaved us with. They enslaved us with a sword. That Bible is a sword for crackers. You just throw that Bible in their face. And they're right. They even call him the devil. Even Jesus called a white woman a dog in that motherfucker. God damn it. Hell yeah. Just slap one of them goddamn Bible verses on a goddamn white supremacist motherfucker. On one of them crackers when they say, look at you, nasty nigga. You just go to Matthew and say, Matthew 15:25, motherfucker called your mama a dog, bitch. The Bible calls you a dog. The Bible calls you unclean, motherfucker. You ain't religion against their ass, goddammit. That shit is a sword. That's the best book they ever gave us, goddammit. Shit, that's the best book they gave us. Say that you on. Talk to me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I was just listening to what you were saying about Leviticus, and that's, you know, very true. And then, you know, there's even black people or Nubian people that sit up there and bleach their skin. You know, there was this African dance class I went to, and these Senegalese, these twins that came over to teach a dance class. And I'm like, you know, they had, you know, the blue contacts in their eyes, and, you know, they had bleached their skin. You know what I'm saying? And that was just, you know, that's like the end thing, you know, how they just wanted to so much so, maybe not necessarily be, well, yeah, just be Caucasian.
Because the Bible talks about black-eyed maidens. See, they don't got the black generation or the black people to really hate even their eye color. And the Bible said heaven has black-eyed maidens. And now you got black motherfuckers going to just get blue eyes. Why would you want blue eyes, you Christian bitches? Why? When the Bible says black-eyed maidens is in heaven. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Would you take your ass to church on Sunday with some blue contact lenses on? And we could look in the Bible real good. The Bible say, cursed be the blue-eyed race. Amen?
Amen.
So all you black motherfuckers wearing blue contacts, cursed be unto you too, motherfucker.
Amen.
You don't forgot what the fuck you look like, right?
Because
in the Bible, it gives a description of God's children. So don't please do not tell me that God was sent to the whole world according to the Bible. Now, if we're going to leave the Bible alone and we say God was sent to the whole world, then that's fine. But in that Bible, no, it did not. That's why y'all can kick ass with that goddamn Bible, boy. You can kill a few motherfuckers with that word. Crush their whole lifestyle. That's why, goddamn it, we live in a racist goddamn, we live in some racist shit. Well, these crackers out here raise their children up to make sure they know what every nigga look like. So when my baby's got to come on to me and tell me certain things that one little cracker-ass little girl say, my mama told me I can't sit by black people. I'm allergic to black people. That was this little white girl told my son. I told my son, I said, nigga, what you say back to her? He said, what? He said he was shocked. That's what he said. He said he was shocked. He just looked at her and said, what? I said, you go back to that bitch, man, and tell her how come she can't live on the sun without getting skin cancer. How come when we throw water on that motherfucker, she smell like Scooby-Doo? I was shit like that. I said, how come they stink? You should be allergic to me, motherfucker. Tell that bitch that shit. Go on the Bible. Pull out how Jesus was black. Take it to Revelation chapter 1 verse 14. Tell her, bitch, you allergic to Jesus too, ho. You allergic to the same motherfucker you worship on Sunday, bitch. Okay, on a serious note, Q-Hotep, Maceo 45 says, and the African-Americans are following the Europeans. Q Hotep in the chat room says, the blind leading the blind. Tosh Bosh Gagash says, fall into a ditch. We are all doomed. I don't know about that we shit.
Yeah,
and Jackie said, laugh out loud. I feel a darn Tourette moment coming on. doing, goddammit. I know me. Fuck that shit. I'm raising my children in the Bible, goddammit. Fuck what you heard. I raise my babies in the Bible. I pull out the generations of generations and explain to them, this is you in the Bible, and this is them motherfuckers. Okay? I take my children right to where they got there, where Miriam was turned white as snow in the Bible. And Miriam, who is Miriam? Abraham's sister or some goddamn body? And if she was turned white as snow, then what color was she before? Black. I tell my babies, goddammit, this Bible is the truth. Fuck what you heard. Use that shit to destroy some of them racist-ass dogs. And Jesus called them a dog so we can call them a dog because I'm a Christian, and Christian means to be Christ-like, goddammit. And Jesus was calling motherfuckers a dog, goddammit. I do everything Jesus do. And anybody say I don't, prove it. I'm a Jesus-site, goddammit. Jesus was a real nigga. Jesus didn't like crackers. Jesus ignored the woman, too, at that shit. Everybody be like, this fucking cracker. Oh, wait, what fucking son of the mouth? What your bitch ass out? Fucking dog. Shit. Come on, I believe that Jesus died on the cross because of my sins. Well, bitch, he ain't died for your motherfucking ass. He don't fuck with dogs. That's what he said in the Bible, goddammit. Shit, he ain't down for you.
Yeah,
no. Segment the ruler, you all. We got 23 minutes remaining left on the air. I don't give a fuck. You think I give a fuck? You honestly think, look at Keita's up there laughing and saying, hell no. I don't give a fuck. Y'all know what the fuck I say. Y'all know what the fuck a car I ride it. All y'all motherfuckers, we got blogtalkradio.com, Don Nicole Leon Show, 9 o'clock p.m., scrolling outside the sign. God damn it. Go ahead, segment. You on.
Oh, yeah. I was just going to say how, you know, what Jesus say. You know how they got that saying, WWJD, what would Jesus do? I was just thinking about that when you said that you know, say what Jesus say. But anyway, I was going to say, you know how he did say he came for the lost sheep of the house of Israel only?
Yeah.
And then when you were talking about, you know, they can't stay in the sun and this, that, and the other, you know, they get melanoma and all that. But I was going to say how now they got this new thing where they, well, really not new, but I saw an advertisement for it where they, you know, they airbrush the tan on you now.
Right.
On, yeah, because even the tanning beds mess with them. So now they got the airbrushing and everything.
And they want to be us, man. They want to be us. Shit. I mean, they like being. Niggas, y'all be happy for who you are, please, just for one day. Do it tonight. Go to where crackers hang out at and just be happy. Just do it. Just do it tonight after the show. Go out where crackers be at, man. They just look at you. They admire you. They love you. They fucking love you. They love you so much they despise you. That's what the fuck that is, man. They want to be us so bad. And then the opposite is we trying to be their motherfucking ass. But if you read the Bible, it's in the Bible, the image of the beast. They describe the image of the beast. Goddamn, I sound like a Hebrew Israelite in this motherfucker. White like wool. Yes, Tabasca God. His hair was white like wool. Explaining that he was very old in age. Because the only time your hair turns white is with age or wisdom. So it explained that Jesus actually, well, the law said that his days would be 120 years old. So which goes to show that he never died on the cross at the age of 33, which they would love for us to believe. Because in Revelations it shows his depiction of what he will look like when he returned. And that spirit does not age, okay? So he lived to be 120. Okay? I hope that helps. That's why they showed him when he come forward, he have gray hair, white hair. And we know what wool feels like. Just if you ain't got no perm like Keita. If you got a perm, then you wouldn't know. But you can feel my hair if you like. I got some woolly shit. I'm in the image. I'm in the image and after the likeness of Jesus.
Oh.
Okay?
Thank you.
Now, if you done permanently destroyed your wall, then that's your business. That's you wanting to be the white woman, okay? That's you wanting to be the white woman.
That
is. Next on the John and Coley Yo show, all with parents want to be a white woman.
That don't got shit to do with
a
person wanting to be white.
Yes, it is, because that ain't your natural house. That ain't your kid.
And I have a choice.
You do, and you sure do, Christian. Most Christians have choices. You sure do, Christian. Say, man, talk to me. You on the app.
Hell no.
I was just going to say how, you know, yeah, they want our lips over many years. You know, they wanted, you know, the butts, you know, like in Europe, in England or whatever, they would have the bodices on the dresses, you know, to make their butts look bigger. Then, you know, as far as, of course, the skin color. And then they get perms or whatever to make their hair curly. And we do the opposite, you know, get relaxers to make our hair straight. So.
Yeah, I mean, they made our hair by picking cotton. That shit's some thick shit. They made us hate our hair by picking. Fuck Keita chat typing in the chat room. You always give yourself away. I know you said some shit. Keita J says I like straight hair. We know. We know you a mentality of a ghetto. You have a ghetto mentality.
That don't mean I have a ghetto mentality.
You have a ghetto mentality. I bet you pray for a blonde hair, blue eye baby.
All my life.
Shit. 883 says, what you say? I said, I don't want to be white, but I do straighten my hair.
Exactly.
Lord Jesus, what vibe? I mean, fuck, I'm a country ghetto. White people made me sound funky. What the fuck is that shit? What the fuck is funky? Are you really one of us with the word funky? What the fuck is that shit, Thorny 883? Thorny from the Bronx? What the fuck is that shit? This bitch said funky. She got to be on some other shit. You must be a punk rock black girl.
White people made me sound funky.
What they mean by funky?
Funky.
Who the fuck made funky? That ain't our word. We don't say funky. You ain't goddamn segment need to hang. Hell nah. Tobias Gosh, oh God, says it's called self-hatred. Yes. Can we talk about self-hatred for a minute? Self-hatred. What are the signs of self-hatred, segment? We got 16 minutes. Talk to me.
Okay. Well, you know, your whole, you know, like say, for instance, you want to be with a person of another persuasion or another race, as opposed to being with somebody that looked like your mom and daddy, you know. Then also, you know, wanting to have hair other than what you have, want to have different eye color, want to bleach your skin if you Nubian. You know, want to, you know, just totally anything that would impart that, you know, you are a Nubian and, you know, that you just totally want to be, you know, you totally want to be white or any other race.
And that's self-hatred.
Yeah.
I think self-hatred is when people really hate themselves personally, against themselves, and they try to do changes within themselves. I don't think it has really nothing to do with, like, a race, but they want to change certain things because they hate what they're looking at. And I think that is what self-hate is, if you ask me personally. Like, they want to change the way their physical persona looks. You know, that's self-hatred, where they want to change what they hate about themselves. And that's self-hatred. That's what I say. What you say, segment, even though you said racist, but self-hatred is the hate of self, of oneself.
Yeah, I mean, well, that makes perfect sense. That, like, fell in line with that, though. But I was just thinking of it more of the racial, the whole racial tip. But I mean, but, you know, like, say, for instance, if you are a person that know you need to be much healthier, but you done gotten to a, you know, not so, you know, you done gotten to a weakened state, you know what I'm saying? It's not necessarily that you hate, you know, yourself. You just know that, you know, you got to do, you got to really make a change so that, you know what I'm saying, you will be healthy.
Right. Yeah, yeah. But that's definitely not self, that's self-change. Self-change is different from self-hate. You know, like most, I'm like Panda Bear. Panda Bear had the perfect fucking nigga nose. This bitch went and got a nose change. Like, what the fuck is that shit? Like, you change everything that you were the day you were born. When you start to figure out that somebody did something to your mind, well, now you don't want your nose. You don't want your butt. You don't want your tits. You don't want your eye color. You don't want your hair color. You don't want, I met a fuck, let me tell you, I was at the wig store, right, the other day. I was at Chinese Beauty Supply store where I get all my lace front sat, okay? And the black girl, you know the black girl worked there, light skin, tall black girl. All she wear is blonde weave, right? Blonde hair. So I asked the bitch, I said, look here, bitch, let me ask you a question, little bitch. She said, yes, Don, what? I said, I want to know why you wear blonde hair all the goddamn time. You know what that bitch said? You really want to know what the bitch said? The bitch said, that's the only color on me that looks good. I said, well, is your hair naturally blonde? She said, no. I said, well, what color is your hair? She said, black. I said, well, then black must have started off looking good, but what happened to you physically? What made you just feel like that you only look good in blonde for some reason? Because your natural hair color is black. Mm-hmm. She said, I don't know. It just don't look good. Like, damn. That shit ain't even, that motherfuckers is under the impression that naturally what they are gifted and born with does not look good to them anymore. Ain't that a bitch? What they are gifted and born with, now that's a ghetto mentality. Don't look good anymore. Ain't that a bitch? So anyway, segment you on, we got 12 minutes remaining.
Yeah, that's a spell within itself right there. That's truly a spell. That's, you know, that is part of Leviathan, you know, of hating yourself and your kind and, you know, wanting to be totally something other than what you are. You know, just like you said, as far as being, you know, of God's people, you know, the original people, the thought of this earth. You know, you want to be your children as opposed to, you know, the mothers and fathers.
Ain't that a bitch? So you said the salt of the earth. We are the cream of the crop, man.
Mm-hmm.
And Maceo says the white man's definition of beauty. The white man's definition of beauty is definitely not blonde hair and blue eyes. White people hate themselves more than you Negroes hate each other. How about that? The white man really hates himself. This motherfucker got leprous. You know what the fuck that shit is? They skin is, it look like chicken. Look like raw chicken. You ever seen that shit? You know what raw chicken look like when you get ready to clean that shit? That's the fucking, that's the way they skin feel. So now Hope says, shit, Don, talk about what comes to mind. You want to know what comes to mind? Yeah, what comes to mind, baby? Trust me, man. I know. I know the thought of every race of people. And every race of people other than the melanite race, man, them motherfuckers envy you. They envy you because they're not you. The white man can have all the money on the planet. Why? Because it is. It got his face on it. That's his shit. He still envies you, but you envy him. For what? For what? This motherfucker ain't got shit. We have a whole nother genetic makeup, man, that that by law deems us superior. Ain't that a blessing? This ain't racism. This is science. That's why they created Coca-Cola and all them other shit to destroy us. Like superheroes got things that make them weak. Okay, we're super fucking heroes. We are supreme beings that they created kryptonite against us called Coca-Cola, Pepsi, Dr. Pepper, fried chicken, collard greens, fatback, pork, and shit like that that deems us powerless. They created that shit. High blood pressure in the food now. That's our worst enemy. That's what makes us weak. We are supreme fucking beings. They had to come up with a formula that can destroy us, that can make us weak. So every night they sitting in their fucking rooms while y'all Negroes are asleep because y'all was told to go to sleep at a certain time of the day. And they are up when the mental reservoir is open so they can continue to get creative thoughts or new inventions on how to destroy the superior race. And that is the fucking truth. That is the fucking truth. You got bitches, somebody said cheekbones and shit, a thick cheekbone. You got white women now that's getting them cheekbones implants. They love our physical physique. They love it. They got melatonin pills now that help them stay under the sun for at least 3 more hours before getting burnt because it wears off, you know? So, yeah, I mean, we the cream of the fucking crop. I don't know how the fuck they got y'all hating yourselves when it's right there in your face that them motherfuckers want to be you. All throughout television, all throughout plastic surgery community, they want to be you. They wish they were you. They have no soul. That shit is scientific fact. They have no soul. That's a fact. A scientific fact. They have no soul. This is science. This is science. This is not racism. Racism is when I start talking about my race. A racist is somebody who loves their race. Yeah. I'm a racist because I love my race. I admit I am. See, they even made that word bad, didn't they? They made races bad. I think a Caucasian who loves their race, that speaks highly of their race, they're not being a racist. And blacks, vice versa, they're not being a racist. It's, they love their race. What do you call somebody that plays the piano? A pianoist. What do you call somebody that loves to play the guitar, a guitarist? What do you call somebody that loves science, a scientist? What do you call somebody that loves their race, a racist? God damn it. Shit. They made us hate that word racist. Shit, I am. Everybody in the chat room, type it right now. I am a racist. I love my race. And if you can't type that you love your race, then we know who you do love. You love outside of your race. I'm a racist. Shit. Go ahead, Seth, man. We got 6 minutes remaining left on the air. Talk to me.
Oh, I was just going to discuss the whole thing, you know, like as far as melanin, them being melanin recessive and us having an abundance of melanin and the importance of melanin and how in at Harvard University they have a whole library and everything. They do research on melanin. It's one of the, it's like the third largest, you know, parts of the human body that they do research on, you know, and how melanin, you know, the consistency of it, the makeup of it, and everything, how they use that in, you know, like in the light bulb, and you know, just any and everything that you utilize, you know, dealing with sound, person with melanin, you know, is like a electromagnetic computer, you know, dealing with your rhythm, your, you know, telepathy, you know, everything. You know what I mean? So I just wanted to throw that little tidbit in.
Because we're their scientific experiment. They trying to figure out where the fuck we come from. We are not from this motherfucker yet. We can stay in this motherfucker forever. And in a minute, Like the good one says, Dr. Malachi in New York says, niggas are going to be immune to AIDS. You cannot kill us, motherfucker. They can't kill us. They can't figure they want our blood so that they can stay here longer. That's all. That's why they got all these hospitals and shit, these urgent care centers, these health care, these, what you call that shit the poor folks go to, health centers, health clinics, Department of Health Clinics and shit. What that shit called right here down the street, the free health clinic and shit? The health department, thank you. God damn. You got a health department in every goddamn city. Damn near on every corner. Because they want your blood. They got to figure out how the fuck they can survive with all the money in the fucking world. They still can't figure that one out. And niggas just be lining up giving their blood. They had them free blood drives just to get your blood. That's why that Louisiana shit was just for that. Blood. They wanted your blood. What did people home? What did Red Cross have to do with anything? Don't Red Cross do blood and shit? What does people being on rooftops, which is a prophecy, say he on the rooftop shall not come down? That's a prophecy. All you saw was motherfuckers in Louisiana's on rooftops and shit. But again, what does displaced people from their homes got to do with Red Cross? People was donating blood. That was a way to get your blood. That was another plot. 3 minutes left on the air. Y'all motherfuckers think I'm goddamn out there. I know everything them niggas trying to fucking do and what they gonna do and when they gonna do it and how they about to do it. Saggy, you on. We got 3 minutes. Talk to me.
Oh, yeah. One of the scrolls I remember reading, I think it's What Is Nwapu. Talking about the last slave trade and what it was about, as far as getting, you know, like getting, they needed the blood from these Africans. And, you know, then I was thinking about another thing that I read that Dr. Malachi Z. York wrote about how they have the liquor stores, you know, all the liquor stores there, and then they have the, you know, so that you know, Nubians can go ahead and get drunk, and that's a way of purifying the blood, and then they go give the blood to get money and this, that, and the other.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. What does the Red Cross? I never thought about that shit. Why is the Red Cross and any, you know, any type of
crisis? Blood.
Right.
They want your blood. That's the first thing they want to take from you is your blood. That's why even when Jesus came, that was pretty much basically what all he was concerned with was the blood, his genetics. I'm only concerned with my people, the blood. Well, guess what? The white people is concerned about your black ass too. Your blood. They need your blood. We're going to keep talking about that shit, and I'll tell you. Watch. They're going to have a whole new blood drive, and Obama going to run it. We got 1 minute remaining. I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in to the Don Nicolione Show. Thank y'all, too, for the Sabbath. You know, I really didn't feel like doing this shit. I came in just to do the show and shit. I was really fucking tired. I was mighty bad, feeling mighty bad today. Now, I played that We Fit, nigga, and that shit put me straight to sleep. But thank y'all so much for tuning in to the Don Nicolione Show. Today's topic was, what's a ghetto mentality? You can download it or play the show back when it's up on the profile page if the multi allows it, okay? Because when we talk about shit like this, all you hear on the show is... So anyway, we see in the new day, it goes down like this every day in the ninth hour, p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank y'all for tuning in. You all have an awarding day of the Sabbath. Peace. We out.
DJ Rock on the beat.
G.I.A. It's on my mind all night, all day. Hey, listen in to the hits that we be playing. The conversation, it really is amazing. So listen now, yeah, don't listen in. Hey, it's okay, go ahead, get your cup of beer. Hey, Corleone, I know what's happening in. Yeah, we on the game radio, hey, station in.
Hey, cuz,
what they do?
It's DJ Rock, chillin'
yeah.
with Gad Radio from 6 to 9 o'clock.
Won't stop,
we stay getting guap, non-stop, best believe. Callin'
hey.
Y'all the done, you
hey.
Know our show, L-O-V-E.
Hey.
Keep it real,
hey.
That's the deal, yes, you keep it raw, folks. So
hey.
If you ain't talking
hey.
True, just keep your mouth closed.
Hey.
It goes so hard, so just call them rock solid.
Yeah.
Check my flow
yeah.
out
yeah.
while I'm showing
yeah.
up the Georgia gospel.
G-E-O-R-G-I-A.
Love Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Don Nicolian Show.
The Don Nicolion Show. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. And I am your host, Don Nicolion.
I'm Keita.
And I'm Isis.
I'm Goody Goody.
Double
spin in the house.
What's up? Hey, thank everybody for tuning in. Guest 3641 and 3651. Thank y'all for tuning in right on time. This is the ninth hour. You know how we do it on the ninth hour. You know what I'm talking about? How you doing today, Isis?
I'm having a midlife crisis.
Well, I'm
having a 40 crisis, but it's okay. It's
going to
be the last ninth hour I'm
going to
deal with this.
Okay. How about you,
Keita?
How you doing?
I don't want to embellish, but I'm great.
Aisha, how you doing?
Goody's doing great.
Goody.
Goody.
Not my goodies. How you doing, Devil Sin?
Oh, man, it's a beautiful day in paradise. Wonderful. Thankful. I'm grateful. I just can't explain it. It's just a wonderful, magnificent place to be. Wonderful.
Great.
Graciously happy.
That's what's yeah.
And humbly pleased. How you doing?
See if I can emulate that. See if I can get like that. I'm doing good. Thank you so much. And again, thank you for having me at your beautiful, blessed paradise abode. I feel like I'm in heaven every time I come here, so it's an honor.
And you bring it with you. Oh, man, you bring it with you. You are heaven. You know we walk in heaven? Walk in heaven. And how did that be? As I got a son that would say, how that be? How do you walk heaven? And everywhere you go, you touch it. And when you come into heaven, you know it.
Right.
Because it becomes a bigger heaven.
Yeah.
The light just gets brighter and brighter, and the vibes are great. And even those who are feeling like, like Isis, beautiful Isis, beautiful Isis. Say what I do.
Almighty Isis. Speaking of the light, today's topic is, are you born with the light or can you get the light along the way? That was Isis' topic. What made you come with that one?
and just trying to enlighten others' lives, you know, I just, sometimes you get tired. You want that pilot. You know, we talked about this. Do you have a pilot? You know, sometimes how the gas go out and it's just tick, 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 but if you put the fire to it,
right,
it should start to illuminate. It should bust into flames.
Right.
And when it don't bust into flames, like, I mean, you divide your flame among so many no pilot having people, it's like your flame gets dim and you're not able to walk in that paradise. And I really have to consider, you know, letting some people out of my paradise. They got to get kicked out. They got to go. It's okay.
What about the light?
They don't have the light. They don't have it. I used to think everybody is born with that pilot, you know, that can be lit. If only someone would share some of their light or their paradise, that they would be able to catch on and start to burn on their own. But I haven't seen it happen. I haven't in my 40 years.
I saw it happen today.
This evening, as a matter of fact, this evening. And it's, you know, the Most High is so merciful in how he teaches folks. But I got a witness here, because Goody was here. We was trying to figure out how we was going to light the grill, because we wanted to do some food real quick.
Right.
And I'm not the one who usually lights the grill.
Right.
See, I bought the grill and the propane and all of the food and everything. That's what I do. Y'all do your thing. But this day in paradise, it was my turn. So I didn't know how to get it going. And neither did Goody. I'm saying, Goody, how we do this thing? I know how to cook the food and all of this. She said, I don't know. I'm here, but she got my back. We got the propane now. We got new propane that we realized. Something said, don't go home and try to use what you think is in the propane can, because you ain't got time to come back. You got to realize timing. I'm going to talk to you, Isis. And
talk to me too, please.
You know I'm talking to you. We clocked it. Come on, baby. So we messed around with it, and I opened it up, and I said, well, maybe the propane can is empty.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, because this thing ain't lighting. And I got some bad dogs. See, little puppies, they so sweet. They didn't bit off everything. Chewed off their hips and feet. I said, now they're going to get put out. I said, so how are we going to light this thing? I said, well, okay. First of all, you got to look to see if the gas was on. Then we figured out, well, the propane is not on. We need to turn it on.
Right.
So we turned it on. Okay. Meanwhile, I hadn't changed it because remember I said that I better get a new can just in case.
Mm-hmm.
It's not enough. You ain't got time to come back. Something might happen. But I'm listening. I'm in tune.
Mm-hmm.
So she said, yeah, we got it on now. She said, well, I smell it. I said, but it ain't lighting. Nothing happening. I said, okay, so we got to turn this off. We figured to turn this off. Let's change it, and let's see if it'll light.
Mm.
Talking about getting lit up again,
yeah,
and sharing the light with other people. Because it says light the ignition. Press the key and hold it for 5 seconds.
Mm.
So I'm doing all of that. Ain't nothing happening. Now, I know the propane is full. We got the everything working. Turned it on high. Turned it on. So what's happening? So now here comes one of the masters with the master key. That's the husband. He's so smart. He said, you don't know that. I got it. So he said, what's going on? We don't know. We can't get this lit. So he goes, well, look, the dogs, we figured out. We do the dog too. See, that's what I'm talking about. But can we turn it on? Can we turn it on? Can we get this going? So he says, well, go ahead. We got the, Aisha, Goody said, I think, oh, well, we got to be able to get a striker. Maybe we can light it manually. Who knows? I never lit it manually. I press the button to come on, and we cook it.
Manually.
Now, I'm going to talk about manually and automatic later on.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about that.
Yes,
but that's
Lord.
Really
oh,
important.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh,
so
I didn't consider the manual button.
I knew that. See, I knew that.
Really, everything is being done manually right now anyway.
You know it, John. You know it.
Yeah,
wow.
We're
going to take the grill off.
Everything.
Get to the part where we have
come
to
on.
Goody.
We got exactly. So we striking it, and we said, this thing don't look like it's lighting. It's the striker. Got a dim flame.
Mm.
But all we needed was just a little, because the propane was full. The grill was willing.
Right.
Okay? we working if we know how to do this.
Yes.
So we, and it lit. So he said, well, do we have to light all of these? But they all started lighting simultaneously with that little bitty flicker. So, yeah, we are manual. I says, yes, you are I'm low on propane, but you know what? It only cost me $32 to buy another can. It was only $12 more. Now, if I'd have been counting my little pennies, $12, I'd have had agony. Because nobody would have ate. I'd have been frustrated.
Or if you would have ignored not to get the other propane, it was you was able to hear that, don't worry about the one that's there. Get another one. Get a fresh one, a new one.
Yes, that you know.
That you know.
It's full.
Yeah, because when you're not sure, you don't mess with something that you're not sure.
On somebody else's tip.
There it is.
Because I don't know what they did. See, I wasn't, as I said, I wasn't controlling the grill.
Mm.
I didn't know what was in it. I didn't know how much they used.
Right.
They
didn't know what the dog did.
Hey, the dog was bad, my puppy. But I was in tune.
Right.
And so we're talking about, Dawn hit it. Dawn said we're on manual right now.
Right.
And
wow.
And we talked about that a couple of years ago. I want you to go back and think about it. When we equated it to the car,
mm-hmm.
What's the difference between an automatic transmission stick shift? Okay? You have to listen for the change in the stick shift.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. It changes. And you got to change with it as it changes.
Mm-hmm.
Automatic transmission, unless you know something about a car, you don't even hear it. It changes at about 8, then it changes again about 13,
mm-hmm.
and then it kicks in the gear and you take it.
Yes, it's automatic.
It's automatic. But if you're not in tune with manual and automatic,
ooh.
In the automatic stage, you won't even hear the change.
Right.
So we're masters at that.
Right.
But we know how to hear the
there
automatic
you.
Change,
yeah.
And we know how to do
yeah.
the manual, or else what will happen?
Yeah.
Isis, you burn the clutch out. So you didn't burn your clutch. But the beautiful part of it, we know how to change clutches. All you have to do is change the clutch.
And we can still work a grill that a dog done tore up.
Hey!
You can bit off a few pieces. It's still good. You can
yeah.
still
we can, and we can
still work.
And we can find the pieces and change them. Because remember, I told you I'm married to a master who can just about fix anything. If he can't fix it, we start worrying. He said, yeah, we can, We can get the part.
Because everything can be fixed.
That's what I'm saying.
All things can be fixed.
Come on, talk about it, Dawn. Okay, well then, are you going with the light, or can you get the light along the way?
I think we understand that,
yeah.
You know. And I think, and Double Spin said that each of them started lighting based off of that one, you know. And if we apply that parable to us, like the grill is us, our body, you know, the wears and tears of the planet that we're going through and all of our own stuff. And it was just being able to, like two scientists, to figure out how to get that lit again, how to light that fire, you know. And again, we are all scientists. We have to figure out what happened within us, not necessarily mm-hmm. within everybody. You know, that's for them to figure out. They are also scientists, but we have to figure out if our light has gone out. If it's something that we've done or something that was done to us, we have to figure out where is the light, how to light that again, how to ignite that light.
And remember how
it says the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness comprehends it not. You know, especially when you're in darkness, you can't see the light. You know, but that light lights up a room. That light is like the sun. It gives life, L-I-F-E. So, you know, that light is powerful. It's a source that we're supposed to stay plugged into
yes.
forever.
Yes.
That's how people, and you know, it's a saying that the angels recognizes you by your light. So in any situation, whether you're going to or fro to the planet Earth, in any situation, that light has to be lit, because you could miss the God of presence, the God of prosperity. They can't see you by you, by your flesh. They only see you by your light.
That's right.
So at any given moment, if you are vibrating low, you'll miss your blessing. You'll miss it. They'll walk right past you. Come back another day. You know, that's why it's good to know when you are low, like that propane, if it's low, refuel, reboot,
yeah.
raise up,
mm-hmm.
because you don't want to miss nothing, because everything, again, is a test. And what you say, he will not hire you if you can't
mm-hmm.
pass that test.
You will not, no need to knock here. Go down the hall. Maybe they can use you. I can't use you here.
Ooh.
Yeah, you can, and remember what I said, the slicker Striker, that life thing, has been with me for about 3 or 4 years. That was a powerful one. I never had one that lasts that long. I bought that from the place that I left. I lit everything with it, all my candles, all my incense, everything is powerful. All the little programs, graduations we used to have, I used that Striker. But the last time I used it, I said, oh, it's low. I said, this ain't going to work, but I shook it. Because I knew it only took a shaking like you. I shook it, and it lit. Matter of fact, that was on your 40th, that was on your birthday.
Yeah.
That was on your cake. That's what I should have known to buy another one. So now I'm in tune to know I have to replace that. That's a lesson for you. The light that you're looking to now has already finished. You've got to give another light. Goody told me she used to make candles. She used to stick her hand down in hot candle wax and not burn. Oh, she told me the night. She said, yeah, I used to pour it out like this. And but then we talked about what kind of...
Right.
What kind of
right.
sensation that was.
Wow.
This is great. It's got to be it. Hot wax did not be burnt. But that told you something about what her hands were doing. Her hands were in something that was good. Her heart was right. But she wasn't even touched by the fire, and she didn't even know it. That was her test. What you are, the question is, come on, the topic is, are you what? Born with the light, or can you get it along the way? Oh. See, the master scientists are born with the light.
Master science.
Yeah, we ain't no joke. We social scientists. We know everything about everything. Only because we had to pay a price.
I got a DNA explosion when she said that.
Woo!
Boom. You felt that, Keita?
Boom!
I don't know why you don't listen.
Woo! Yeah, we talked about that because it seems so easy. It seems so, you know, it seems so easy when it comes from somebody you're comfortable with. That can't be the answer.
Yeah.
She just want me to do what she want me to do.
I've gotten that before.
Yeah, I'm going to do what I want to do. See, that's how we got in trouble, darn, talking to God like that. See, we were so bad. We were bad scientists at a real young age.
Yeah.
It's like, yo, we going to do what we... And, you know, the truth is, I got to admit, oh, please have mercy on me. And I just wanted to do what I wanted to do anyway. I was just looking for a reason. You know what I mean? And that was a good... I was looking because I was that vague. But he said, I put that in you who I want to engage in my universe. He said, because I already instructed the universe to what to serve you. But if you don't go and engage in it, how you going to get it? How you going to get it? Some is good, some is not. Look, I mean, I would put my hand in wax. Maybe I wouldn't work. I don't know. But, man, I'm not the wax, the one to try to wax. I know wax does a lot of things, but
that's just a fetish.
See, Dawn, this is Dawn. Because Dawn is too wise. She was sitting at the table.
Like,
she was
like,
she was getting too
German.
But we've been for a positive thing. But you, but when you found the wax equipment, you stop putting your hands in wax.
Got a motorcycle.
Yeah. And then what happened after the motorcycle wax? Come on, tell the truth.
Wow, this is it.
I know. It's beautiful. I mean, it, when you talk about all of the beautiful things that we have, you don't even remember the small things that bother us. Those are small things. You could be like those people that are bothering you. You could be those people.
She's still
bothering
people.
Yeah. Raise up on them. Take them to the gym and nearly kill them. He's working out. You come back, you say, ain't you tired yet? Come on, you can do it. Oh, man. She's a different person.
Right.
And each time she goes through her transformation, she forgets.
That's what transformation does.
Ooh,
it's a death and then a reborn.
Oh,
no, it's death and then a reborn. This was tough this time. This time was tough. This was different. This definitely was different. I didn't even recognize it as a birth. It seemed like a death. Death.
Yeah, you gotta die.
Like the phoenix rising out of the ashes of what we call fate, F-A-T-E.
Yeah.
Fate. changes as you change.
Gotcha. Yeah.
It evolves as you evolve.
Ooh, wee. Mm. Said, why have you done something different this time? You see the same thing, and you say, but this time, something different. And the faith changes.
I've never seen this door before.
Yeah, I know.
And that's the darkness that I'm in. And I did come across that the light is actually in the darkness.
Yes.
And I never knew that.
Yeah, in the darkness.
It's in the darkness. Yeah. Darkness is not in the light. And I was like, how is that? So when it seemed like right when I turned 40, right on my birthday, like I went into like a zone. I don't know. It's just different for me. Like I didn't know nothing. Like I couldn't say anything. I mean, I still know what I know, but I couldn't say anything. I couldn't do anything physically. It's just, I just don't even know. I guess it's just a death, and I don't know what I'm going to, it's nothing that I've ever turned into before, so I don't know what it is.
Well, 40,
I don't know.
40,
you've already died, now yes. You're just being reborn
yes.
again.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
You know?
Yeah. It's pretty bright in the
summer. I mean, every day we have to go through a death, yes. something that is shocking, something yes. that is tormenting our spirit or our soul or our mind, but it has to die so that the new you can be can come to form, and that's all part of the light. Because again, we are everything that we go through. Everybody has already went through everything that you're going through. Somebody have already mastered. You know, that's just the way it works. This is all part of it. That's why there are people here that are. Have already done it, and we could say it's no big deal, girl, get over it, you know. And that's the same way the heavens is, because again, when your light is low, you miss the big picture. You are not comprehending the light, you know. You're not, and that's a low vibration. Then next thing you know, the more you're vibrating at a low density level, more chaos and confusion you're able to attract in your life. And I told you that tongue is a motherfucker. The tongue ain't no joke. You don't ever want to keep putting it out there. You want to know how to dispose of it, but you don't want to expose it to the light because it saves.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to expose it. You want to dispose of whatever you're going through.
There you go.
You know, you don't want, you don't, definitely don't want it because it stays with you. And like madness, it attracts.
Okay.
It attracts it. It's going to attract exactly what you put now. Because you're vibrating low. That's why you have to stay conscious. If you knew you was conscious during, you know, whatever the time frame of what is considered, I can't take it no more. If you knew you was conscious at that point, you would say, wait a minute, let me pull myself out. Let me raise my vibrations. Let me figure this out as a scientist, a master scientist, even though I am the patient on the operating table, but we can operate on ourselves. You know, we just not laying there saying, I don't care, you do whatever you want to do with me, because you would be doing whatever you want to do with you. Because we, as the scientists watching you, supposed to operate on yourself, we're saying, she don't know what the hell she doing.
Come on, Mama, what? Take that from her.
You know, but listen, this is the way that heaven and earth operates, because they will not intervene. They won't intervene. Our intervention comes with that comprehension, mm-hmm. with that consciousness. We have to pull ourselves out to fix it.
And you ask for it. See, when you ask for what it is you are growing through, you get it. No, it don't look like nothing you ever saw before. Thank God. Don't nobody want to keep repeating the same thing over and over.
Ooh.
Everybody wants something different.
Exactly.
Every Sunday I think about, what can I make a little different than I made last Sunday? Even if it's the same ingredients, let's make it look different. Can it at least look different? Maybe if I put a little bit of this in there, we call a little bit of this, a little bit of that, maybe it'll look like something that you can't figure out.
Right.
So it's a blessing. What I want you to know is that you are blessed. But see, the ones who don't, they want to put your light out because they always wait.
Yeah.
You know, they got this thing that they put the candles out with. I don't know what they call it, but it's a little cup. They put the light out. Never see it coming. They keep it in there. I mean, they don't stand around and go, everybody blow all the, they don't do that. They got and they use it. And they wait. And he says, she's getting ready. Come all together. Because it takes all of them together to do to go back like this and go, because their schemes are very weak. See, we don't have schemes. We got reality. That's the difference. When you don't have the truth, you got a scheme. Mm-hmm. We got to scheme because we don't know. We got to get. We don't scheme. We've been given everything we need for every time, for all time. Yeah. That is no time if you understand it. We've been given that. It's in your DNA. You feel it. Boom. And every time yours explodes, mine explodes. Mm-hmm. Because we're around the table. We're around the conference table mm-hmm. saying, how can we get back to where we belong? But we ain't asking the question of who we are mm-hmm. and why us. We know why.
Yeah, we're just trying to figure out this map.
Yeah, you didn't bring your glasses on. Yeah. You that's your part.
Yeah, right.
You know, but we're loving it. We're figuring out, okay, Jesus, your eyes is good. What does it say? You know, yeah, we got the map. And no matter where we are, you know the story of Abraham. Abraham said, Most High. Abraham was a believer, and he was something else. He do all kind of stuff, you know, to the people. And they say, you know, Abraham, if you wasn't so-and-so's son, you know what we do to you. Abraham said, not worried about it, because he knew. He understood. He watched the universe. He watched the sun, the moon, the stars, everything. And he said, can you, O Most High, just show me something that would increase my faith? And so the Most High said, what you mean? You don't have no faith? He said, yes. He was humble. Because he remembers what he saw. Mm. He said, I know, but I just need a little. See, he was traveling at a low density. Because remember where he was at? He said, I just need something to pick me up.
Right.
A modern-day translation, I'm sure.
Right, good.
But the Most High said, all right, I'm not Moses. No, I'll tell you about Moses. Okay, so the story of Moses comes too. All right, Moses, I'm going to tell the story of you. So Abraham, the Most High said, look, I want you to take four birds. Okay. And I'm going to tell you how they say it in two stories. Take four birds and train them and then teach them what you know. Put them on different mountains.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mountains are high, which means leave them high in knowledge in different places.
Mm-hmm.
He said, and then when you're ready for them, call to them. And they will come flying expediently.
Mm-hmm.
And they will know each other. And so he says, okay. And he always obeyed. Sure enough. Because we are the birds.
Mm-hmm.
And how do we know the story when we come together flying expediently? Because the Most High knew that our flame would go low. So he said, let me tell you, Abraham, who knew much more than you know way back then, this is what happened to him. This is what you're going through. Even Moses, these people that you telling me I got to save.
They're like, they didn't have a light.
They had no light.
No light.
No light at all. And they didn't even like Moses. They said, we don't even like you. We're just tolerating you because you say you're going to take us to this promised land with all of this milk and honey and go. We had better stuff than this. See, when we was under Pharaoh. Moses said, I'm going to take them up on the hill, all of the ones who, come on. So the story goes and it's told, but I can bear witness that this is another part of Moses' story that's told in another group of scientists. He said, come on with me. All the trouble, they was troublemakers, man. They would sit around scheming and saying, you know, that Moses, he a liar. He up there talking about he'd be back in 40 days. He'd be lying. He up there making something so he could tell us what to do. Y'all don't need to follow him. He knew the leaders. He knew the problem makers. He said, I'm not going to consult the Most High today. I'm going to take it upon my own human self because I'm tired of these. And he said, come on. I have a special meeting for you all. We got to meet up high. See, up high means the high level. We took them all the way up. And he said, now that you all are all up here, he blew them up. He just blew them up. He just finished them all.
I've never heard that part of the story.
Yeah, there's some of y'all out there that heard that part of the story. But I know that part.
He blew them up,
finished them off. God said, Moses, there you go again. See, that's why you're not going to get to go to the promised land. Did I tell you to blow them up? That wasn't the test. I told you to deal with them. He said, you don't know these people. As some of the masters tell me, you don't know nothing. You know, and so this is what I'm saying. Some of the people in on abuser. You knew you was going to blow them people up. And you knew they was going to come because they was greedy for knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
They was greedy for power. You know,
mm-hmm.
power.
Mm-hmm.
They just thinking, yeah, we got Moses. Now we going to know what he knows. And then we going to finish him off. Moses said, you going to finish me off? I'm going to finish you off before you finish me off. The Most High might finish me off, but it won't be the Most High. So, in the circles that heard that story and know that part, know what that relates to, that's a story for you. Don't be like me. Don't take the people up here. Be like Abraham, who took the birds high and then called them back to them, and they came flying, and his faith was increased. His light was bright.
Wow.
Yeah.
And his light was bright.
And his light was bright.
Well, for those who are just tuning in, well, we're just getting started. Are you born with the light, or can you get the light along the way? Wow. Step into the light, Carolyn. So, yeah, but I still say, you know, in adding to what Devil Stan mentioned about, you know, like our trials and tribulations and stuff, when she talked about it the other day on the show, all of that is still part of our light, you know. That's why they say, well, keep your spirits up, keep that light. Keep that light up, because that light, they can't miss you by your light, you know. But the things that we go through, we are supposed to be conscious and make sure we still vibrate high. We're vibrating at a higher level than that low level, because there are beings, like she said, the little light, the putter outers, they will vibrate also over your crown chakra and get in you, you know. And then we will be looking like, what the hell got into her? Because it's a low vibration. It's so easy, you know, to be low. But it's very difficult to stay conscious that you are going down. Like when a pilot goes down, they say, mayday, mayday. You have to know that I'm going down. I have to get back up. It's being conscious of that.
And let me tell you about going down. You know, pilots crashed the plane a few weeks ago because he missed the crash.
Somebody got is the phone on? Can y'all hear now? They say there's a commercial playing over your show, Don. They keep drowning you out.
Okay, the fuck.
They always messing with him.
I don't know, but can you hear now? I don't know if anybody's on the other line. Or... Well, go ahead, Double Sense, when you get a chance. Thank you, Kaplan.
Ooh, okay. Are you with us? Can they hear us?
Yeah, I'm typing it in now and seeing if they can hear.
Yeah, well, a pilot crashed a plane a few weeks ago, and he missed the crash, literally. The whole crew, was about four of them, everybody was killed, the crew, all of the people aboard and everything, because this particular pilot missed the crash.
What? Is that a speak over there?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's saying the commercial is playing and it keeps drawing up. They say yes, but the commercial keeps popping on and off. Mm-hmm. What commercial? What you got, a TV on too? Ain't no commercial going on up in here. They got to pay me for that.
They say we will, because they didn't want them to get that.
We still got the speaker on, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's on there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the pilot missed the class.
Mm-hmm.
This is real. And the class was that he was crashing, and the plane was going down. And when he realized the plane was going down, he was supposed to pull the stick forward to go down, and that would have brought him back up. But he missed the class. So when he went down, he pulled back up. And when he pulled back up, he crashed. Missed the class. He was going down, right? They said you should have just pushed forward.
Right. Right. Okay. Key, what you think about this shit, man? we had a little technical difficulty real quick. I'm waiting on it. what do you got to say about the light? Are you born with the light, or can you get the light along the way?
I think both. You know, I mean, I just can't, explain it like double spin. Can she just has so many, like she used so many metaphors that you can really, just relate with yourself. You know, just something as simple as the grill and them trying to light it, and you know what I mean. It's just I'm listening.
So you
today.
Want to call us? I'm just listening.
Yeah, I'm just listening today. But you know, something she did say about when you ask,
right.
And they will give you what you ask for, and that's like a testimony of mine that I had recently,
mm-hmm.
because I have been asking the Most High, where are the children, show me, where they at, I know they're with their father, but, physical location and number, and just when I had, got it out my head that I was done with asking and just was like, forget it, they with their father, it don't matter, it just came like, and it was strange, So when you were saying about how you ask and then they do deliver, and it's like strange, like it really was strange how it came. I'm sitting there praying for somebody else's children who, were sick, and I'm sending out the green light to them, and I just hear all these things while I'm doing it, and I hear yellow pages, I hear this, I hear, internet, and I'm trying to stay focused on, healing these babies. So I'm like, well, if it's meant for me to know that stuff, then it'll come. So as soon as I was done, praying for the babies and, asking for them to be healed and, doing that process, I jumped out the car, I go sit at the computer, and I just took a deep breath and I said, now what was it that baby was telling me? And it all came to me of what was being said while I was praying for that baby. And I just started typing everything in the internet, and they delivered. Got the number and the address. Something that somebody thought they could take away from me. You'll never know. But it's not on your accountability that nothing won't, happen for me. You know what I mean? So it is true, like, when you ask, they do deliver, and it does come in a real strange way because I didn't want to tell nobody. Because I didn't want anybody to think I was crazy. But then, Don was telling me like a week ago about testimony, that I have testimonies and that I have to testify. I have to tell, the blessings and the miracles that are being performed in my life. But I used to sort of kind of feel ashamed because, society and people have this thing where you're crazy. Like I told her when I first met her, I said, when I first heard you talk, I was like, that lady crazy. But it was only crazy because it sounds so far-fetched to me of being the truth, So it's like really writing exactly what you said, man. I'm really listening. But, it's like you when you do ask, I forgot all about me asking. I didn't forget about my babies, but I forgot the request I put in.
Yeah. Remember we just said we would talk about memory?
Yeah.
Yeah, the memory. Is the light in the memory or is the memory in the light? Which one? But the Most High who created all knew we would forget.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he gave us a memory. So that we can remember something would happen. Even if you didn't remember what you asked for, when you go through your memory bank, it'll come up. But I just told you he was one of the birds that Abraham trained. So why wouldn't you think that the numbers would come flying to you? Anything you ask for of good will come expediently. Anything you ask for of bad will come expediently, but it'll be on your end,
right?
Not on Abraham.
Right.
I want you to understand
that's powerful.
All right?
Yeah, that's deep.
So, and even if it doesn't come right away when you want it, recognize that it's going to come exactly in its own time and place. Because I'm going to tell you something about things occupying space and time. Two things can't occupy the same space and time. Can't do it. When one thing comes,
yeah.
The other one must leave. Must leave. Or it's going to pile on top of it, but it won't be in the same place.
It'll be out of place. Something's going to be out of place. Okay, so you have to know when to let things go. You're trying to hold everything together in one place, and new things are trying to come in. It can't come. You blocking it and saying, I get these things on my cell phone called congestion. I said, do you get that on your phone? Then people say, no, we don't get that. Congested. They won't even let me talk to people. They say the waves are congested too much. So I learned to wait. All right. I wait until I can get in, and I'm in, and I'm gone. I'm not staying in congestion. It's letting me know. Don't ride up on nobody. When you're driving, don't drive alongside nobody. You either got to get in front of them or you got to drop back. Because if you ride alongside of them, they may just take the inclination that you're just trying to start a little battle.
Right.
And you may not know who you're starting with when you're rolling alongside of somebody. Because if you roll alongside of me too long, I want to know what you want. What you want? So I'm going to either get out your way, I'm going to drop back. Sometimes you got to know to drop back. It don't mean you retreat so you can.
Excessive striving.
Hey, come on, talk about it.
Excessive striving.
Oh,
yes.
Man, which is something that you do constantly, I see. Just an overachiever, man. Just can't do one thing, got to do two things at the same time. But I'm guilty, too. Because I don't just do one thing. You know, I mean, it's easy. You do one thing. I mean, I'm proud of myself. Aren't y'all proud of me that I cleaned up my work area?
Yeah,
I mean, God said, I'm not with my wife.
I feel naked.
I will do that when we're getting ready to start another. Everybody got to get naked, take a shower, get ready to go. We're going on to the next level.
Get more accumulation.
Hey, you can't pile too much on top. You won't be able to find anything, master teacher. Master scientists, we got to clean up the laboratory sometimes.
Right.
And sterilize it because it gets infected and it gets brings bacteria and virus and all that kind of stuff. And they don't mean it. They just don't know. You got to put on sterile stuff when you're coming out and buying it. Well, you got to go. The bleach will get you.
Get to go.
Got to go. Don't bring no nothing on TV interference and whatnot. Can't take it. It's too much for the mind. But I'm sorry, it ain't personal. I love you, but I leave you on the side of the road because you can't go where the big people go.
Right.
So just stay there. I might come back and take care of you, but I promise you, someone else is going to come along when you're ready, if you're ready for the next level, and they will cross you across the street because I've crossed many other folks across the street. And sometimes I'm able to go back and say, it's clear. Run. I can't come. So, you know, even when it's my own, from my own womb, I say, you didn't get it yet. But I pray for them very, very hard. Please, give them forbearance. You know, the Most High say, I'm the most forbearing. When I heard that, see, I had been reading the Quran like 35 years, 36 years. I've read them, and that means 36 times at least I've read this same book. I mean, that's a whole lot of time, and probably more than that because, you know, it comes to you. And I had never saw it or heard that. Talking about things looking like you, I never saw that. He said, I'm most forbearing, which means that whatever you in, I'm going to give you forbearance. You know what forbearance means? I'm not going to take no action
for a certain period of time.
For a certain period of time.
But when,
like, no
joke.
Hey, you be
it's
off.
Like that nigga put about 1,000 on the person. 1,000 barrels.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to give you a go ahead. And people look at them and say, I cannot believe you. See how they behave. Look what that. But then when you understand, but one day, forbearance is going to be up. You're going to have to pay your debt.
Ooh-wee.
All right? So careful in the forbearance, which you accumulate. So you don't want your bank rupt when the forbearance is up and the debt must be paid. Then you looking like this. Oh, it was easy. Give me one more day. He said if I gave you 1,000 days, he would still ask for one more day. I ain't going to do nothing. You just talking. So I don't even hear you. The hell with you.
Oh, Lord God, gangster.
He is.
Get it from my daddy.
All right, man. Hey. He said, let me show you. He said, but in the forbearance. sometimes forgive people of their debt.
Yeah.
When you really, really know they can't pay it. And every year, I forgive debt. Every year. And if you don't, and it's in their heart whether they want to, you know, pay me or not. Sometimes it's money, a lot of money, not like $2 or $3. You know, I ain't no rich person. I have a lot of mouths to feed. But
if they pay it forward, then it'll come forward to you.
There you go.
But most selfish people, they will leave. They will just keep having debts all over
the place.
And they reap a lot of hell for that.
But that's on them.
Yeah.
And I realize that. And on me, they say, either they'll say, she's stupid, soft. I got over.
Yep. That's how they do me, too.
Hey.
My name, Triple Spin.
Come on, baby. Triple Spin. Come on.
And they have no idea that it was my God that told me to do that for them. They have no idea. So they mess up all the time.
And then you can't get it no more talking about, I don't know why I can't do that. I used to, you can't do that.
There it is.
But we will continue to listen to the Most High.
Amen.
Because he make a dollar.
You know what I really, really understand, and I think it took me 3 years ago, what, we're in 2009, it took me 3 years ago to understand, like, one of the attributes of them. And that attribute was based on what Keita said, how you have a human that'll tell you you'll never know.
Come on.
You know? And then when you just go into intercession with the Most High, and he tell you what they are, hiding as a kafirun, they are concealing.
Come on.
And he tells you right then and there what they hiding. That shit, like, it just make you feel like, you know, like, damn. You know, like, ain't nobody around. There's not even a rumor of rumors where this kafirun could be. It's just that you are by yourself, and he says, let me tell you, this is where they at. All you got to do is make a left, go right. And you'll see him when he come out of his house. That shit is so powerful to me because it's like, and what it taught me was that regardless of what humans say, they are not, their word is not law.
Come on.
Their word is never law.
Come on.
It's never. That's what I learned 3 years ago, and I'm watching it come out in a lot of people's lives around me too. Because it really assisted me, you know, a little bit more. Like, now, don't, even though I did it for you, watch this and watch that and watch that. You know, but it's, I mean, don't it feel good? Like, now you can know all things.
Yeah,
it's not something that nobody could hide from you. There's not a liar in your presence.
Ooh.
They become a truth sayer because he's going to make them tell you the truth.
Amen.
That's what I'm saying. That's like some other shit. That's when you possess that life.
That's when you born with it.
There it is.
They said, can you hide? They said, you're from the Most High. The Most High said, you can. I can see a black seed on a black rock in the blackest of
the
sky. Let me say that again. He said, I can see a black seed. Let me get specific. The size of a mustard seed on a black rock. He said, and I created you. Are you born with this light? So that means if they hit it on the black seed, the size of a mustard seed.
On a black rock,
on
a black night, he going to show you where it at.
And tell him, hey. All right.
That's what I'm saying. That's why most people be like, what fools these mortals be? What fools? You know, like, no human word is law.
No,
you don't never put their word over here. You never.
Never.
That's why so many people are, like, really still here. When you got a doctor who's been to school, got their degrees on operators, seen thousands of hundreds of patients and shit, and they say you got 10 days to live. And if you take any mortal word, that's it. You have 10 days to live.
Because that's what they are giving you, and that's what you accept.
Yeah.
Woman said across from
me. You ain't got to take that.
No.
You ain't got to take that. You ain't got to take none of that. You talking about fucking tell you some shit. I ain't got to take that.
Yeah, right.
I ain't got to accept that.
Who
that's
said? Me. They said, who said? How do you know?
Yeah.
Now, I don't, that
that's
don't sound right to me. Let me consult. See, and you don't need no intercept.
I was getting ready to say about consulting, because once I was shown, once he showed me, then, you know, I had to go back before, you know, because I'm used to reacting and not thinking first. So I was, as soon as I got it, I was getting ready to react first, but I thought about it, and I pulled myself back and said, wait a minute, now I need to consult you, because now that you showed me, I need to know
what
to
do
with this.
What's
next?
Yeah.
And, you know,
yeah.
What I heard him say to me is, that's for you. That's for you to know.
Ooh.
And I was like, okay, that's what's
hard.
Up.
Ooh.
But
ooh.
I still, something in me still sort of kind of was like, I need to do some confirmation. Although I knew all along throughout this whole time, there's no such thing as coincidence that this will pop up the way it popped up. And I said, dang, you still need some kind of confirmation? So I still consulted again.
Mm-hmm.
Can I call one time or you know, until I hear the voice, you know, and so I no, which I already knew, you know what I mean? So when I called and got the, you know, the hello, I was just like, okay, I'm done. It's for me to know. I got it now. And that was pretty much it. That was it. So, you know, I got it. It's for me to know. I heard it firsthand.
For them to find out how you know.
They like that sound. I'm like, yeah.
That's what I'm saying, man. When you got that closeness, you know everything. You know, like I told you, Keita, man, we are like the dumbest motherfuckers on the planet. See how we know everything.
Everything?
You know, like how come we know everything? Because of him. He's the intellectual. He's the intellect.
Ooh.
There is nothing, what did you say? That black dot on that black rock
in
the blackness of
the
night. And then they fought the mob over there. That's the same thing that all the great ones before us had. They had that. That connection. You don't ever want to lose that connection.
Ever.
Over a human. Over a mortal. Over anything. Other than that, you don't want to lose that, because that one, they'll tell you some shit that everybody is concealing. that's the one you keep right with you at all times.
And I was just so grateful for it, because, you know, like, I didn't really get it, and I was scared. But the thing about it was, I was just real grateful that I was able to hear, because for a while, I haven't been able to hear. And, you know, there became yeah. It was because the point where I wanted to hear, was begging to hear, and couldn't hear. And I was like, man, this ain't fair. Like, you know, but at that time, what's that other word we use? Where you got to sit still. Like, they make you can't do nothing.
Stand still.
When you just got to just ride it out. And that's what I had to do. I just had to be quiet. I couldn't talk when I wanted to talk. I couldn't cry if I wanted. I couldn't do nothing.
Being remain.
I felt helpless.
Being remain.
You was dead. You was still dead.
Helpless.
A dead man can't
see, hear,
speak,
right.
Cry, or move.
That's
tell no
it.
Tale. Tell no tale.
It started coming.
A psychic death.
And
that's
I was like, wow. I was like, so, you know, started being an intercession again. And I was just like, this is the place I need to be all the time. Because when I'm here, I'm so clear on everything.
Well, Keita, you thought you was going to be able to make that deal and get out of it because you didn't like the contract? You said, look. The move, busy. Maybe he didn't see the fine print. I'm going to use this clause and kind of get out of it. He said, really? Because, you see, the funny thing about it, I don't mean ha-ha, you know, like it's a joke on you, but it's a joke on some people, that the move time thing.
It was a joke on me, too. They play jokes. I don't know why.
And then
it becomes funny once you're able to see the humor in it.
Right.
Yeah.
It really becomes humorous.
Yeah, but it felt very humiliating
while
you were going through it.
Hey, guess what, though? Welcome to the planet Earth. This is why we're here.
Hey, you said because that you, some folks don't understand when you are, unless you are being humiliated. We got the water bearers. Yeah, they don't understand unless they're being humiliated.
Right.
Because humiliation will bring you down to where you can't move.
Right.
So you said you were a reactor. You can't. hear if you're in motion.
Right.
How you going to hear when you're in motion? You ever been up in a plane and you go up, they say, hear about to go up a little more?
Yeah.
And then you can't hear?
Yeah.
Your ears stop up?
Yeah.
You got to come down, settle down, and if you're not careful, if you still think you're in motion, your ears still stay stopped.
Right.
And you can't hear. So, yeah, you have to learn, and you're learning fast.
Right.
You learn it because he got your attention.
And,
he said,
hey, and that's your testimony. That will always help you not to forget
right.
when the next, what do you call it, the next
right.
hiring, when that nigga needs to promote your ass and you got to go through another test.
Remember that one.
That helps you because that's another skill now. That's a, girl, that's, you know how many people would go to psychic school for that shit? You know how many people go to psychic school for that?
You right.
You know, people who want to read books on how to know things that are not revealed, he is the revealer.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. You see through his eyes, he show you everything. But you don't forget that one. Don't forget this little part right here because that you can always refer back to that and he'll assist you again.
That's right.
Because you're going to have some more times where you need to find that black dye on that
black
rock.
And the black is the black.
That's what I'm saying. And keep that light bright.
I like that.
Keep that light bright. That shit powerful.
And
I'm going to bullshit you.
Hey, once you know that. And that's true.
Ooh,
that's true.
Wow, that's you know what? And he's a motherfucker to listen to. So, like, does God really talk all the goddamn time when we want him to?
No.
He only knows when to speak to a particular person at a particular time in their life, in the darkness hour, you feel me? And that darkness hour, because that's when it's silent.
Yeah.
That's why that lady say, do you have a closet? That lady say, do you have a closet? You know that little gospel song.
Mm-hmm.
She need to go in that closet.
And will you find me in the darkest of night? I'm a little speck. Can you hear me?
And he come like a thief in the night. I bet that nigga stole some shit from you, too.
He stole all the shit. He said, let me get your attention. You know what he
took? That did it.
You know what he took? He said, let me get your attention. Because he ain't going to come back. Don't ever think they're not going to come back. They're going to come back. Had to. But they had to come back to something whole and fixed.
For real.
Because you were all messed up.
Girl, you was like
that's
a trash can Herbert Kermit rolling down the street.
She was on a crack going this way. They said, you got to make a U-turn.
And he do shit like that, too. He do that. I mean, I don't know why.
Ooh, hey, that's a
I don't know
bad.
Why.
Ooh,
hey. He knew he couldn't do that to me. I'd be like, man, fuck them goddamn kids. He knew that. He had to give me another way. So I went through some other
but
shit.
But he knew your way. He knew what to take from
oh,
you.
Oh, yeah. He knows.
You
know, I'm a Jennifer. You know, I don't care about nothing.
No kids. Hey,
I will wait the dead to consume the living. He know it. He know it. Everybody be dead on the planet. The news bitch be dying reporting to death. He already knew. Niggas with heads will roll physically. He already knew.
He said, this may not be the best way to deal with
it. He was shot of that white blood in me, that murder blood. White man in me. The killer.
The DNA.
He already knew, but I would have thought, oh, no. They would have been like war on terror for real.
Okay.
Six angels.
Uh-oh. All right. That's probably that little far. That means God is straight on.
Wow.
Man. Okay? So now we just told the truth. We just told the truth.
Ooh.
And God bear with the Most High bear with me. That ain't no lie.
That was chill.
The Most High bear with me.
Okay? He said when there's one, two, three, four, five, he said I'm the sixth. He said when there's two, I'm the third. He said when there's four, I'm the fifth.
Yeah.
He said, I sit in council.
And when you are gathered in my name, there shall I be in the same.
Did he say that?
Yeah, I was there when he said that.
All right now. Me too. He said, and when you discuss good things, bless you. He said, and I'm going to say it again. He reached back. He said, I don't count. He's the one that reached back, and he said, I give you without measure.
Mm.
He said, I'm the one that may be holding for you some comfort for something that you did that you forgot about.
Ooh.
And you don't even know. Mm. I'm the one.
Mm.
I love that one. Please love me, because if you don't love me, no one will.
There it is.
Please tell the angels.
Nothing
when,
greater than that.
Hey, please tell them, speak a good word to the right for double spin. She a little messed up, but she gonna give her a little form. Give her 1,000 days, 1,000 times to get herself together. I've had forbearance. Ain't nothing forbearance. People, you niggas dropping dead. I mean, literally dead. God, dead, losing stuff. And they say, but you, how do you do that? You know, the white people, how do you do it? I go, I don't even ask how. I just do.
Mm-hmm.
They have to ask how. Too much for me. I just do. They want to know. Can we take a note? My angel saying, don't tell them that. You got one.
You just said that yesterday on the show about not telling people what you believe, what you know about. Because remember when you said, I ain't telling nobody nothing about nothing.
Mm-hmm.
That's when they get you.
They know which way
about what you believe in about the lady taking the son and say, this is what I believe in.
Oh, and they dropped all charges on
him
and everything.
Yeah. You did that, right?
No, she's a white woman. If it was one of us, it was Keita, we would have been locked up with Keita.
That's because they knew. They like, who else knew?
They ain't even lock her husband up. Like, well, we going to hold you until the bitch come back. It was us. We'll all be in jail. Big-ass paddy wagon.
Like, take them all.
Be like, Keita, please come back.
Come back, Keita. I got to get out.
We are suffering over our suffering because of this.
That's right. They're saying, off with our heads.
Okay.
That would never happen.
That's right.
Not when you work for the Most High. And we do work for the Most High. We have passed the test. You know, there's a little thing that I say, yeah, I passed the test. I heard all the rest. And we are here with the best at your request. And we hear you all. We bring it to you. We don't keep this. And another thing, you know what? You cannot keep. We're not the owners of what we have. We don't own it.
Not even the body.
Nothing.
Everything is rented.
Hey.
That's why he can take the memory away, because it's rented information.
So start again.
He'll take it away.
I've seen that.
He'll take it away. Yeah, we saw that today.
Girl.
Get to y'all, my mind.
I was driving all around. I said, you're going to think I'm crazy. I had to call you.
No, we knew it. I was just driving like, poor Isis.
I get back
poor
to your
Isis.
Mama.
Even with the GPS, I
didn't. GPS system couldn't bring you back. That goes to show you.
That's not being in tune. I've been intuitive.
I wasn't even there when I looked up when I came back. That's when I made the U-turn. I wasn't even in the car.
No, we just following you like.
I wasn't even in the car.
Like, what you call them stuff? The Secret Service? We just following you like Secret Service. And making sure
they didn't even get mad at me.
I wasn't mad at all.
When I came to, that's when I made the U-turn.
Beautiful.
Who the hell am I?
I'm telling you, when I, look, so where am I? Who is
talk about speeding up your vibration in order
right.
to break.
Yeah, they help
yeah,
me.
Yeah, the barrier. You have
right.
to speed up
right.
sometimes to break the barrier.
Right.
Because this is going to take a woman. I got to go all the way back. So you back up and you come running because you know if not, you're going to burn up. You're going to finish. What you felt was the burning as you lifted up. You didn't even know that you had lifted up and was in another vibration when you settled back
it
in
there. It took over the driver's wheel.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there crying in the gym on the bike.
I said, Don, I did say that. Maybe I keep riding fast, I'll wake up and be somewhere else.
That was the crazy part.
Remember, I was on the bike. I said, if I keep going fast, maybe I'll ride off somewhere. Even E.T. wanted to go home. E.T. wanted to go home.
I said, I didn't even know she was going through nothing because I was gone. Out somewhere.
I was on the stationary bike.
Getting it done. Just, you know, I don't know where I was and working out, but I was somewhere real happy.
Oh, you're way on in the paradise. Broke the sound barrier, came in and said, like something that I've never seen before. This is another
thing. The thing that I love about Dawn, she never said, oh, they're going to be mad at me.
He was like, okay.
Say what? Say what?
Although I was riding all over the Dearborn County, you never get upset. He was like, okay. You know, I was expecting.
Yeah, because I've seen that movie. Like, why would I get upset over a movie I done seen already? That's like crying at the same part on the same movie you seen yesterday and the day before that.
No, she was just driving like, full of ice. I was asking, where the hell is this? She's like, she just passed up my house. And she's still following like, damn, love, you going hard? Tell her, like,
no.
You just can't follow her. I was like, like,
no, because I mean, you don't want to intervene with that because obviously
yeah.
she was gone. Wherever they took her,
oh,
she was supposed to be there.
Why?
You know, I'm
why
a patient crazy? Person. I mean,
I
knew who was going to get there. I was more like, nigga,
we got to eat when I get there. That's all to do. Hello, Lord, you going to wake up. You know, I said that when I met you, saw and I put the flicker on.
Girl.
I was in Walton County. I went straight
sure
past,
sure
and then I turned to a high tower. I don't know how I knew to
sure
turn there. I said, one of these streets is going to go back here. And then I had no idea where I was. That was the fucking scary part.
You went
like,
to the high tower. You didn't even read the
yeah,
sign.
Yeah, I was on high tower.
You
know, I saw that, too. And we stayed on high tower for, like,
a while.
Yeah. And, oh, and that's also, like, paying attention to the signs. Those are, like, signs.
Yeah.
You know, especially when you never know if you have to go to that again. But those, like, words mean something. Where you at if you lost or if you're traveling through, especially if it's your first time, it's like those are, like, God sentences. If you figure it out, if you read all of it,
go to the high tower.
It's fine.
The high tower. That's
yeah,
right.
Dunk your ass.
Dunk in the high tower.
Got on the dunk cap.
Yeah. Oh, I'm stupid as hell.
Duncan. Oh, Duncan ass.
It was like
only Duncan ass.
Only Duncan ass.
All right.
Only Duncan ass.
They were sick of me. I said, oh, my God. Where am I? I turned in somebody's driveway. Just turn around.
That's good.
That's
no,
good.
You were taken up. That's how it goes. And on the high tower.
Yeah.
On the higher tower. Because you have to keep them antennas on that tower.
Yes. And I like the part about one being ignited and then you all could get a light.
I don't know about that we all. I keep mine lit.
Yes,
I'm
you
lit.
Do. Okay.
About that long,
well, long as we around you, we going to stay lit.
Y'all got them little bitty lights. We got to figure out how to turn each light.
Hey,
how you
going to turn the program? We won't go buy another. We
yeah,
can keep
we supposed. I mean, there's nothing supposed to be great. The more you feel like nothing supposed to be great is when there is less greatness happening, then you're able to get over it faster.
Right.
You know, like, why do we, there's no way we can always want good shit to happen. You'll be fooling yourself. This is why we're here. The third rock to the sun is third grade. We got to finish this school, you know? And if you pass your test, you get blessed.
And if you don't?
You got to repeat third grade again. And I'm leaving the plane. I'm going to Venus this time.
Yeah, I'm going to go there.
They said
they've
been dumb a long time. Staying on three,
you
got to get off of it.
Yeah. But you did, and I knew you would.
One thing I like about the Most High, too, and I really do, is because Every time he gets you out of something, once because he want to put you in this shit. But, but it just feels like at that point of consciousness, you say you're ready for whatever. You're supposed to be ready for whatever next mission, for whatever next come after that, because you also have to train those that haven't even begun to take their walk when it comes to God. You know? You have to train them, too, so it's good to go through the fire. Because when there's somebody that acts without you knowing, God, I want to be close to you. I give my life. He'll send them to you, and you just have to be like, I went through the same thing. It ain't that deep, but he's just going through it. Because every time you ask him that, you know, it's like everybody else's so-called situations or things they're going through, but yours is totally different. You know, like, you feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like a woman say, I give my life over to you, and you got 50 other women who have cheating men. Well, hers is different. Even though our man is cheating, but her going through is different because she's able to say, he wants me to go through this so I can at least know what it's like. So when women start to give their life over to the Most High, else, they'll know what that feel like as a master through that.
Come on.
So again, we're able to see it a little bit different than those who's going through it and not knowing why.
Yeah.
See, we should know why we are going through everything. Like a doctor would know what happens if they're having a heart attack. We probably wouldn't, but they know what happens next, what happens after that, what happens after that. They know. That's where we need to be, where we just know, I know this. I really know this. And it's a blessing to go through this. Consider the uses of adversity.
Yeah. Are you born with the light, or can you pick it up somewhere along the way? That's the question. That's how we began, talking about that. Are we born with it?
Right.
And some of us are born with it and never recognize it. But the environment that you stay in is so dull that all your life is
dead. Yeah, you don't even know you have it.
Never get a chance to see it shine, and
yeah.
Everything around you is just dark and dreary. And then once in a while, you need a word from your Lord. Say, look, I don't know what I did. I know I did something. But if I did it, I'm sorry. Can't you forgive me? Even if I forgot. And then he said, and then you'll need a word from your Lord. And those words are whatever you need at that time. You know, I mean, it's like a person who never had a baby. Ask a woman, how does it feel to have a baby?
Right.
What does it feel like? What is it? You could never explain it. And the strange thing is, each time you do it, feels different. It'll never feel good, I can tell you that.
Jordan, every last one of mine. Tell mine in the chat room says true. The question is why you don't know why. That's earlier when we was having that conversation. Why you don't know why. Like when the happening is happening. Really, you do know why, but we will eliminate all the truths to still try to say, no, that ain't the answer. Because we've always put in fault outside of ourselves.
Yeah.
Like the answer is definitely not me.
The
answer is you. The reason why this happened is because of you, not me. And that's normally Teflon, what that is that why you don't know why not you for one, and why not just, again, you sit still, the answer is always there, but we'll throw it out.
Won't accept.
We won't accept the truth, even if we are alone and we know the truth. We won't accept it.
Look, I had to go back and say, when I was 14, 15, and having this fight with God, when I started with the Most High.
Yeah,
I had, we know we did. I had to go back the other day and say, come on now. Come on, tell a little more of the truth. Think a little deeper. Now, you know, you just wanted to start anyway. You was looking for a reason to just be a rebel. But I needed a cause. Because a rebel without a cause
is
a destructor. See, that's a destructive. Why you saying shit? I just ain't got no reason.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's insane. They say, get the handcuffs, the straitjacket, because she just ain't got no reason.
That's right.
But see, if I can explain to you, well, look, this here what happened. This is what happened.
I'm loving you. But you told me you're going to get better. That's I'm gonna do better. I always promise the Most High, and I'm telling the truth. I ain't lying about this. I always said, I know this ain't right, but I'm going to do better.
Right.
When I could do better.
Right.
And I never lied. Every time I could do better, I could do better. It may not have lasted for a long time, but it was long enough to get me to my next level.
Right.
Sometimes that's all you need.
That's
just do a little bit. Look, so y'all can't see that. That's so little. A little bit better. But that's all you need. Like that little flame that lit the flame so that we can eat. It was just, I said, if I could just get this striker, it's just flicker.
Yep.
We're going to get some. And it flickered in the light with the fire. You know, sometimes that's all we need. That's what the Most High was testing you with as you sat back in the chair talking about, eat. Wow. Understand this? Why me? I'm out of here. You're out of where? Where you at? Are you out of, you? Because if you leave this table, you're in trouble. This is the table.
Oh, dear, sweet.
They've been waiting. They waiting for you. Come on. Come on down.
No.
But you know, they got the candle snuffers. That's what they call them. Candle snuffers. Snuff you right out. Snuff. Snuff.
And we
snuff.
Can't see you no more.
Yeah, we won't be able to come on.
We won't be able to see your light. And you can't
what?
Come where we going.
I can't come where
we going. Like your mama say, there'll be somebody coming along.
Your ass across the street.
No, like we'll meet up later.
But you don't just stay right here. Don't try to cross by yourself. You
know? Oh, it hurts.
Woo.
Yeah, it hurts. Hurt. Physically.
Yes, it does.
It's a physical thing.
Woo.
Well, we physical. It's the
come on, talk about it.
The body, the it's just physical. I've never experienced nothing like this.
Isn't
ever.
That beautiful?
I don't even know what it is.
At 40, you still learn a new experience.
Woo.
Most people at 40 who are asleep don't know nothing. Mm-hmm. They just go to whatever they do, and they come back, and they sit down, and that's it. Ain't nothing new for them, and they just get old, and they just pass away. But
I get what y'all saying.
You got it?
I get it.
What
I'm
you saying?
Just going through the fire. Just going through.
Pay your book there. It's not. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
And the majority of it ain't even that deep. I think that a lot of us, we putting it on ourselves when it ain't up to put on. You know, I mean, you can't put on somebody else's shoes.
No.
So a lot of humans, they stress themselves over other people's lives.
Yes.
And you can't do that. And you can't also intervene unless he activates you, too.
Oh, come on, let's talk about it.
You can't do that.
Ooh,
because
trouble.
Then it's like making his job hard, thus making your job hard, because you were sent down the street, but you got to go in and be Captain Save-A-Ho or some shit. You ain't got time for all of that. You know, I mean, if you planted the seed and you cultivated the ground, then let's see what happens now. Don't tug on the new shoe.
Yeah.
Don't tug on it. You know?
Yeah.
It's just allow nature to take its course. Sometimes we have to allow heaven and earth to intertwine without us being involved.
Just
we have to allow it.
Just be.
And it helps us because it is stressful. It becomes stressful when we take on other people's stress. You know, but we like the birds. Let them go, call their name, and they'll come forward.
Flying expediently.
Yeah. Expediently.
Ooh, I love that word. I never forgot that. And
quickness.
Ooh.
Ooh, we. Yeah.
Where you been? Never know you was gone.
Yeah. It's like a whole. Yeah, and being grateful. Sometimes when we are going through what is considered garbage or BS in our lives, be conscious, stop, and stay conscious and say, you know, I have a lot to be grateful for. You know, you automatically have to have a conscious, grateful attitude at that moment, and you'll see it totally different.
Yes, ma'am. Now, that's the truth, how you perceive things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you talked about your daughter and how thought she had a right to be. She does.
Hey,
she got a right to every good thing that she ever wants. And I'm going to tell you something, too. You should be very grateful and know that she is a grateful child. You know why? Because she didn't waste her body away. She didn't drug herself up. She didn't whore herself around. She didn't do any of that. She went to school. She got her knowledge, her education. She got sense. She got respect. She got a desire for the best. She got a respect for the Most High. She got love for humanity.
what you want.
I want her to love and respect her goddamn mother. She got all that, but she damn don't know respect me.
Okay. But if
no,
she didn't respect
good.
You, if she didn't respect you, she would be nothing.
There it is.
You understand?
That's
so
right.
If you understand you part of the whole, then that's your respect right there.
Mm.
I know when my children respect me, because my hard-earned sacrifices produce.
There it is.
When I don't produce, then you just respect me. When I produce and you go on and I got a master's and you got a master's and we ain't going backwards to GED, I ain't nothing against GED because GEDs can catch up. I'm just talking about what consciousness.
Yeah.
With know where you are. You're not supposed to step back. So now I got to go to the PhD because I got a couple of them that got masters. I'm the master. Catch up to me. I'm the doctor. Y'all want to be doctors? Catch up. Because I'm going to have to go on where everyone else went. I sure want to read some doctors. I want them to respect my fight with God. You understand? Because I got freedom.
That's right.
Come
that's
on.
That's
let's talk about it, God.
I'm loving you,
baby.
That's where I'm at. Girl, you got it. You know that fight with God wasn't no joke. And then they come into that later too.
Yeah.
Children develop into God. They find them, and then He sent them right back to you.
Oh,
he sent them right back to the mother.
Yeah, come on, talk about it.
That's how it works.
You see, Keita?
Because nobody can get through the Father except by going through the mother.
Yeah, right. Paradise lay where? At the foot of the mother.
There it is.
At the foot. You better fix my feet. Oh, paradise, when you gonna come to these feet? In other words, where I walk, what I do, my footsteps that I leave
there it is.
Will lead you either one or two places. Paradise. Or to hell. Where you want to go. I'm in paradise. Yo, I know it looks a little muddy, but don't worry. When you get over here, I got the water. You ain't got to worry about that. Throw those away. You ain't going to need those. And you know you're in paradise. Why? Because people in hell don't get no ice water.
Amen.
Come on. Say it again, Ice.
Right.
We got some ice water.
I know, boy. Three cups down here.
I'm trying to tell you. So though we are on the lower level, we are not in hell. We above the stars. They
yes.
said, and they confer.
Amen.
They said, and the ones below, what? They sneak a listen to see if they can hear what we conference above the stars. But that's not when
they be sneaking.
They be sneaking.
A couple of these deaf and ain't got no free name.
We sneaking, but we try to get a little bit, but it's all right.
It's all good.
You won't catch a shooting star if you're not careful, okay? Because that's what they catch every once in a while. A shooting star, they catch a blaze of fire.
Amen.
All right. Now, don't be sneaking around listening to things you ain't ready for. You ain't got no business listening. What you doing up here?
Okay.
It's like you got work to do. I see in my day, we soar, we high, we flying high. We'll fly past the eagles. Eagles is the highest flying bird. I see them, hey, they high, you know. And we going on where we going. And every once in a while, we got to go take the keys. See, we talked about the master keys. Tell you a little bit about when we have to go and repossess one of the keys from the masters that just don't want to do the right thing. The master key and they just messing around and forgot the. See, we talk about memory. We gotta say you got to give up the key. We don't come back without the keys, but see, we got a consequence if you don't bring the key back. Cause we said we'll do it. Oh, hey, see, man, I'm gonna get that key. You gonna go get that key? You know that's a big master.
Oh, yes,
ma'am.
Hey, I'd be happy when they send me the key.
I don't come back without the key. But guess what?
I'll snatch them.
Hey, and Don, the keys you repossess become your keys.
It is.
All right. So I said, send me out every once in a while. I like to get me a couple of keys. She don't come back with one.
No, she's not giving me all your keys, nigga.
She's not giving me all your keys. She's a sticker.
They're wrong. That's wrong.
So you can't have this key.
You're abusing what God has given them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That shit got to stop. They need a lot of people to stray with
yes.
that.
Yeah. So they lose the keys. And I want to say to the ones who go
to have to go get the master keys. Move quickly, because they fall very hard. And when they fall, remember, and I just want to tell you, if you know anything about a ship going down, when the ship goes down, you've got to be able to swim 20 feet past the ship or else you'll go down with it. Okay? Remember that. If the ship goes down, if you can't swim, put your life jacket on because you've got to be able to move at least 20 feet quickly before the ship goes down. Not 19, like the ones that are over hell. There's 19 angels over hell. We'll talk about that another time. You will go down with the masters, and they come down fast and they come down hard. Okay, because they don't, they're mad. When you take their keys,
they're taking everybody down.
Oh, they say, yo, all of y'all niggas coming down with me. You up here taking the key from me? What you doing up here? And as we say, and we cut keys, you know. When you graduate a little bit, then they give you the key cutter. These are cut new keys. You understand what I mean? Because you may find some out there that you say, you've been sawing pretty good. But you're sawing on somebody else's key. But you're a good one. I'm going to give you your own key. And then you just cut the key. You know, you key cutter, boom, give them the key cutter, and you go. You got to be real careful because they cost. For those that you give the keys to, you're responsible for, you know, and they're going to tell on you. They're going to say, you the one. You told me that. Give them double. Most High, and the Most High say, double for all of you every single time. They said they so stupid. Instead of praying, saying, we was all astray. They didn't know shit. You know, we tell you, that's the one, but have mercy. The Most High said, and I would have mercy. He said, but every single time one comes, it's a whole group, because it's a group of them. So they always get double. Again and again and again and again and again. Until somebody, and I believe, see, I'm such a, I believe it will be somebody that's going to catch that hellfire that's going to say, please, get that one. Because they were just stupid, and I was astray, and they was astray, and we all was astray. And can't you just have a little mercy? And God said, I know what happened. They were not until they get the answer. So I'm telling y'all, for the ones who don't want to go down there, please, the answer is have mercy. The Most High said, I'd love to have mercy if you just, be talking trash. Repent, and I will give you mercy. So we got water. They say, please, can we have a drop of that water? We said, there is no water for those in hell. Not ice water, sorry.
Wow. We got 2 minutes remaining left on the air. Wow. I got to come forward here again. Yeah. This is good. I'd definitely like to thank everybody for tuning in to the Donnie Corleone Show. Good God Almighty. Y'all got to play it back.
Mm-hmm.
BlogTalkRadio.com, the Donnie Corleone page. Y'all know how we do it. WGAG-radio. Be able to play this show back. What is it? If you are you born with the light or can you get the light along the way? Again, we was broadcasting live at Double Spin's Paradise. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. Y'all know how we do it every day at the ninth hour, Eastern Standard Time, PM, please believe it. The Donnie Corleone Show. We love you. Peace.
Peace. DJ Rock on the beat.
Hey, cuz,
what they do?
It's DJ Rock, chillin' with Gad Radio from 6 to 9 o'clock.
Won't stop,
we stay getting guap, non-stop, best believe. Callin' on the done, you know our show, L-O-B-E. Keep it real, that's the deal, yes, you keep it raw, folks. So if you ain't talking true, just keep your mouth closed. It goes so hard, so just call them rock solid. Check my flow out while I'm showing love to Georgia gospel.
G-E-O-R-G-I-A.
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 G-E-O-R-G-I-A.